No. No way.
Hey, no way. The voice is still on. All right.
Woo!
Woohoo! That helium is kicking in at this point.
Oh, we got a dark start.
Ah, whoops.
Okay, that's time. A little better.
So, if helium makes your voice high pitched, doesn't barium make your voice super low?
I think so, right?
Yeah, because it's one of those heavier, dense.
That's like the James Earl Jones voice, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
The James Barry Jones, Whites of the room? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
We're together as
Holy
a family
shit.
Again.
When'd you get here?
I just do the thing where I show up. I heard some dry ass podcast was starting and Z was running it. I was like, I can't let this stand.
Right, you're like, my people need me.
No, it's like someone sent that Avenger symbol and I was like, all right, fuck it, I gotta go.
God, I'm so glad.
What would be the void symbol though?
A fucking V.
A black hole.
A V?
Wow. My boy, classic, dude.
It's just long hair and like a mug.
Yeah.
Majestic as fuck, bro.
Boom.
Wait a minute.
Wait a minute, what?
He didn't start. Wow. Bro, made a miss.
Yo, I don't even see that recording. Is it recording?
Oh, no, it's recording.
It's recording, okay. For sure. And here's our shenanigans. Our bullshit. Anyways, so you
guys.
So who survived? Oh.
Keep going.
Who survived the midterms? Oh, that was fun. Cool.
Right? Damn, that was.
That was intense.
That was really intense. It literally didn't go the way everybody projected it to
no,
go.
No, it went no way anyone expected
no
it.
Way, nowhere, nowhere. Like, there's runoffs going off.
Bro, the Dems were like, fuck it, we lost. And they're like, oh, shit. And the Revs were like, fuck you guys. My bad, not so gently.
So, as of right now, the Dems are maybe going to lose. And the Republicans are maybe going to win.
But they no, so it's going to be balanced, though, which is crazy.
Yeah, no, exactly. That's why. So, because the Republicans were supposed to win.
They were supposed to
They're supposed
to kill them.
By all polling data,
red wave.
Bro,
bitches.
It was like maybe like red ripple.
Wow, they got shut the fuck up. Yeah, I don't know what happened. Literally. Honestly, I think people are just, listen, I think people like the Republicans because they're not the current Democrats, but they look at the current Republicans and they're like, fuck these assholes.
So that's pretty much almost what happened, though. That's literally what happened. Like the Republicans put in really, really shitty candidates. Well, and I'm not going to lie.
So who put the candidates, though?
That's why I'm telling you, the Republicans.
It was Trump. It was only Trump at that point.
It was Trump.
And now the Republicans are pissed. They're like, well, we put our faith in you. Republicans didn't want to admit that Trump didn't give a shit about them.
No, literally, bro. Like, no, and I 100% agree with you.
Don't want to admit that they chose the wrong dude.
Homeboy raised $200 million or something like that.
No, you don't
understand.
He kept 70% of all the funds for Republicans.
That's what I'm telling you, bro.
And he said, fuck you, I ain't getting shit.
Dude, that's what I'm telling you. He raised like $200 million. Then he helped people get elected on the pre-selection, right? And he's like, oh, here's like maybe like a dollar. You do what you gotta do with that.
And then he's got all these fucking lawsuits up his ass right now. And he made Donald Trump too. The Incorporated too. Yeah?
Oh, for real?
He did. Because he knew Donald Trump Incorporated 1 is about to get sued by Letitia James for all that tax fraud he did.
Right.
So he was like, I'm just going to move it to a new corporation. And she got a fucking judge to make an inquiry injunction that says, you can't fucking do that until this judge is over.
For real?
Yeah. So all his money has to stay in Donald Incorporated 1. So he's going to get fucked over if they're like, you did some illegal shit. Now we need to find out how we got to get, what's it called? Recorporations.
Who's going to get screwed over more. Is it going to be Trump or Alex Jones? Have you seen how much Alex Jones has
been
sued?
He's almost
a
billion?
Bro.
Like 900 million or something?
For real. So like, at this point, why not make it a trillion, though?
Thank God we got Twitter. Thank God we got a free speech platform.
I think a trillion is unrealistic.
That doesn't cancel anybody.
He wouldn't have that because he just banned that one girl.
That doesn't cancel anybody. He just banned people.
That's the same thing.
So, and then everyone's like, is he going to run? I'm like, he's going to run because that's the only way people back off on the lawsuits, but at this point they're so deep in there, they're like, the only way through is through.
Right.
We're not gonna back out of this point.
Okay. So talking about the elections, because I mean we started that. So
yeah, we did the thing.
So
fucking
to somebody that asked me about this, but I'm not a tech guy. All right.
Tech savvy.
We talked about this a while ago. About the whole voting and like electronic voting, but you had to like encrypt it or whatever like that.
Right.
Explain that again.
So last time we talked about we can use the BitChain to make a voting system, right? It's incorporated to you. It's a unique ID to you. To break it, you would need like quantum computing, like at your house to be doing quantum computing, and not some like pushover quantum computer, like a full on cluster of supercomputers to break the BitChain, the BitLocker chain. The reason being is because that it's just the way it's encrypted, right? And having that to be given to everyone out and then uploading their vote to change this, well, to make that election possible.
Right.
And the thing is, we kind of already have something similar. We don't have it as a digital option. We have that more of a technology option. Our systems are air-gapped, which means they don't connect to the internet whatsoever. So you vote on there, it's a literal machine that literally just, boop, export data, let me put it onto the computer at that point. That's where it gets verified, right?
Yep.
That's where the tampering process could potentially happen. Someone puts in a USB and swaps it with something else.
Right.
But to do that, there's a signature attached to it. There's always one to your document that you upload, and that's how they verify as well that this is the correct voting count, right?
Right.
And it's not like it's sudden day and night, hey, you're elected. No, it's like, all right, you're elected, but we have to do this process. It gives us a couple days. So if it happens in November, they don't get enacted until January. So they have a month and a half to count this shit correctly. Whew. Excuse me.
A lot of process.
And then when it comes to like falsifying a vote, period, there's a lot of work.
All
right. Right? Like, they're going to be like, well, you can't verify who lives there. You fucking can.
Right.
You fucking can. You live there. You pay taxes. You get money there. There's this, ways for the government that has access to it.
Because at first, I am a hypocrite. At first, I was against it. But then you guys explained it, and now I'm like hella for it. You know? So, because I was explaining this to my significant other.
I don't see you as a hypocrite. I see you as someone who learned.
There you go.
But isn't that the same thing?
No.
Ooh, here we go. Here we go.
Let me get that popcorn now. Let me get that popcorn.
A hypocrite may never change.
Why would someone that learned not change either?
Well, they learned. Because he learned. That's how they changed.
Right. Bro.
Again, knowing something.
But if you still do it afterwards, wouldn't that be considered a hypocrite?
But then they never changed.
But isn't there an area in someone's life where they can
I think it'd be
all
only
be
still considered a hypocrite as if you keep
like, for
on
example,
doing the same thing.
Drinking. Like you say, I don't want to drink. You've learned not to drink. But sometimes you can't help it. That makes you a hypocrite in a small area. But you're still a hypocrite overall.
Unless
tell me one human who isn't.
Unless you say that you don't want to drink, then you drink and you're like, okay, I'm not drinking though. That then and you're still drinking, that's a hypocrite.
It's not a bad thing. I'm just saying, like, can you point to a human that isn't a hypocrite?
Elon Musk.
That's true. All right, you win.
He's a total hypocrite.
No, you win 100%.
We agreed to that in the last episode.
Yeah, you know, exactly. He's a total hypocrite. That's the whole point. Yeah, that's the whole point.
He's the man that says
it's sarcastic joke for those that didn't get it. So those are listening.
Last time I was here, you said that Twitter was the communal town home.
We talked about this.
You know who stated that?
Elon.
Yeah, but he wasn't owning Twitter at that time, so even Twitter didn't even call themselves that shit.
Yeah.
So when you said Twitter was the communal town hall, it's not because Twitter said
Wait,
that.
Wait, who said that?
You said that.
I didn't say the communal.
You told me that shit. You're like, yeah,
Wait
Twitter's supposed to be the communal town hall for
those words have never come out of my mouth.
Last podcast.
I remember when we said that, I said that they said there was supposed to be a town hall. So.
I never said that.
Yeah,
no,
I've
but
never
you
used
you said,
the word.
Yeah, no, you're
I
like,
played
but
Animal
that's
Crossing
why
and I never used the word town hall. Now I use it. This is the first time. I've never used it before.
What did you say about Animal Crossing?
I'm not saying that you.
Never mind. Nothing. Don't worry about it.
You stated that that's what Twitter was.
I didn't
say
that.
You agreed.
Oh, I agreed, but I didn't state that.
So that's the same 101.
Whoa.
A equals B equals C, my dude.
This is some weird Willy Wonka land that we just went into.
That's math for you people who don't know.
You didn't say it, but you agreed to it.
It's called community of property. Deal with it.
Okay, all right, I guess.
Anyways.
I don't agree with that point.
Let's go.
Association.
Oh, yeah, there you go. So like, if you like carne asada and the cartel likes carne asada, then you're part of the cartel. Is that what you're trying to say?
No, I'm pretty sure there's steps to get there.
Well, that's my point. So there's two different things.
No.
Just you agree with something.
You agreed with it, and you took that
side to fight
it. Like, I like
the building, so that means I'm also part of the...
No.
Okay, all right.
I'm saying...
It doesn't make any sense, but
so let's go back to your carne asada cartel thing.
Okay. Dude, they would make some bomb-ass carne asada.
We could all like carne asada, and the cartel members might also like carne asada. Yeah, we're good with that?
I love that, I think.
That same...
Carne asada.
I'm not attacking you, but the cartels are attacking me. Who's a cartel member at that point?
All of us.
The cartel members still, right?
Because we all got
that
jumped
didn't
in.
Change. They're attacking me.
Okay.
But when you join them to attack me,
but if they
you're
make
a cartel
money,
member.
If they make
that's
money,
what I mean.
And I don't make money, and
thank
I like
you.
Carne asada,
welcome to my TED
I'm
Talk.
Awesome.
Bye.
Okay. I don't know. I guess what you're saying. But
so by property of the cartel, like
if you live on the planet that they live in, you're also, which makes sense to me, association.
Hey, you drink the same Kool-Aid.
All
man.
I'm saying
that's
is, all I'm saying is, I was a big fan of his, but those words didn't come out of my mouth. I did agree with the idea.
No, you agree with that, and then use that premise to attack me with another...
No.
Yeah,
he did. He's a hypocrite, dude.
You've been attacked.
But I like him.
No, he's
I like
a hypocrite.
Him a lot.
He's learning.
No, not him.
I was talking about Joe.
Oh, my bad.
Oh, yeah, no. Like we said in the last episode, the last podcast on the right.
Whoa. Not the name of our podcast.
Yeah, no, like I said, I'm a hypocrite. But so, yeah, no, like, but at least in the last episode, I said, I admit I'm a hypocrite. I'm hardcore hypocrite. Like, and my example was my political views is very hypocritical. The Republicans can make a law and be like, oh, you know, you guys, everybody drinks Cayman Jack on Tuesdays.
I don't know about that.
Then shut up.
I'm going to follow that law.
Then the Democrats take over. There you go. Oh, why was that perfect?
It was perfect. Wow.
That was accident again.
That was also perfect.
Then the Democrats, they're like, hey, you know, like you guys got to drink instead of Cayman Jack, you know, I don't know, micheladas.
This example started here and now
it's there.
It's coming back.
So tell me why our Department of Education is no longer accepting people for debt forgiveness for their student.
Because the elections are over, baby.
Woo! No,
literally.
Because don't need them around. Texas law is fighting against it.
Obviously. Point to an enemy and say, is their
fault. The Supreme Court already ruled unconstitutional.
Because of a Texas law.
Because it is unconstitutional.
That's been happening for months, though.
No, okay. So is medical. So is free lunches. So is free internet. So is fucking.
No, there's a difference. There's a difference, like, because with the free lunches, like, free all this, free all that, there's taxes already coming out through that. With the education, with the student loan forgiveness, it's like you're forcing people that never went to school
to pay for it.
Exactly, to pay for it.
I'm not down with that.
Neither am I, because I went to college for like maybe like a year and a half. I paid out of my pocket with that money right there.
Here's the problem.
I learned how to screw light bulbs at college.
Here's the problem with.
I still owe for that.
That thought process is correct. Some people never want, and they have this responsibility now. Just like that.
But it makes sense because we bailed out Wall Street.
I'm not done.
And we didn't own any homes. So I agree. Never mind. I'll take it back. Wall Street, I'm okay with.
Well, again, bets. It goes back they to that bonuses. Same process.
Reddit bets.
The way that law attacked, or pretty much attacked, that student forgiveness is by saying it's something not required. Mm-hmm. By specifying it that way. But it's the same way with the gun law, right? With the abortion people. It's like, oh, we can't make it illegal, but you can snitch your neighbor out. They're trying to make a way to attack you without saying we're against that.
Right. And I love politics.
That same concept that they're using against the law is a very... It's not archaic. It's more like a blank check. Now the other side can use it.
Yeah.
So if we're going to go and say, you know what, like student forgiveness is a crime... Then we'll also go against, I don't know, what do conservatives like?
Canceling people.
No, I wouldn't say guns, because that's already being targeted with abortion.
So the difference, though, like I understand where you're going with this argument.
Okay, yeah.
Go ahead.
Tax forgiveness for the rich. We don't need to pay for that.
Yeah.
And I agree.
Well, no, the thing is, it won't go because it's conservatives that are on that side.
Right. No, and I agree. But, like, I was going to go about the whole... So the difference between...
Not Nancy Pelosi, though. She's
the
poor.
The reason, though, why you can't...
I don't think there's a congressman
the
here that
boy
needs
they had in
to
their
be
basement.
Forgiven any taxes.
Wow.
There's a spider right in
front of you. Oh, that is a spider in front of you.
Just move it.
It's a spider. Spider-Man!
Spider-Man.
Yo, there's a version of Spider-Man that... Their bully ate the spider, and the spider became sentient and took over his body.
Spider-Punk?
No.
Wait, Venom? Wait, which
one? No, it's like one of those multiverses ones.
Dragonfly? Right.
No, it's just weird. Like,
Dragonfly? Yeah.
I'll have to find it. But the bully wasn't even named Flash Thompson. It was like Carl something.
Oh. Flash Thompson?
Flash Thompson is normally the bully for Spider-Man.
What about Homelander?
Remember?
Homelander.
And Tobey Maguire? Flash? I don't want to fight you, Flash.
I wouldn't want to fight me neither. I thought it was James Franco.
That was Flash. No, Flash Thompson.
Oh, really?
I'm sorry, dude. We're kind of on a little bit on one today.
You are not.
You wish.
Anyways, getting back on track here. So let's ask him the question that we ask everyone today. All right. So you ready?
Sure.
Drum roll.
Wait, do we have drum rolls? Yeah, we do. We have drum rolls.
Right, to get that
How
drum
big
roll
are you? Oh, shit. Wrong one. Whoops.
Well, that's the wrong one.
Put that cue card back. Whoa, that was for later.
There you go.
That's so, to get to know
that's
people
for the
better.
For the OnlyFans.
So I'm just gonna do this, and you tell me when to stop.
Join our Patreon. You get to see the actual cue cards, and you get to redesign them.
Cue cards or cucumbers?
Whatever, whatever floats your boat.
I want to answer this question, but I. All right.
He's in trouble now.
So go ahead, ask him the question.
So the question is, what is something?
How does the hair look?
Snap! He literally spit it all over me. Holy cow, dude! Holy cow, dude!
Oh, those people that are watching live right now.
I hope you don't got AIDS, homie. That got my mouth open, dude. Your name?
Oh, he gave you monkeypox.
Dude, he gave me monkeypox, dude. Wow.
Oh,
I've never seen that. Look, he's waiting for the question. Look
I didn't
at him.
Even hear the question.
He's waiting for the question, dude. But this guy over here freaking he regurgitated everything.
He just cocked your fucking sleep, dude.
Did you guys see that?
Holy cow.
He did a water gun.
Dude, this guy just
he was a Squirtle. Look at
yo,
him.
I think he's drunk, bro.
Yo, where's your shell, bro? Like,
dude, are you drunk, man?
Donatello, look at him.
Man, homie.
Oh my god.
Dude, he even threw his headset on the ground too, man. Almost like he lost a smash tournament over here.
Oh my god, dude.
He knew he was about to smash the door.
There you go.
Oh shit, guys, my bad. I just squirted all over. Forget
oh my god.
Yeah, he had a quick squirt all over.
I wish I had a camera for that. Oh yeah, we do live for those people.
Man, I think you got my drink, man. You got my freaking drink over here, boy.
So what you're saying in short is you got it in his mouth.
Yeah, you got it in my mouth.
Good aim, dude. Good aim. You were so far away.
His mouth open and everything was like, oh,
how'd you do that?
I mean, alcohol kills everything, so we'll see.
Dude, it wasn't even accidental.
Bro.
This guy's lips like curled as a gun, dude, right
for
at
real.
You.
He got my shirt. He got
bro, I've never seen someone do that before.
Bro, I swear to God, we're going to get serious for a minute.
Nah, homie. Yeah, he was holding it personal at that point, man.
That was all personal. What was that all about, bro? He said a nice drawing. I mean, tattoo. Like, what are you mad about? Damn, bro.
Oh, my bad, man. I didn't mean to squirt all over you.
It's too late now.
Take off your shirt. Take off your shirt.
It's just alcohol. It's just alcohol. It's fine.
No, leave your shirt on. That's
bad. I can't drink anymore.
You have a jean jacket. There you go. Put on the jean jacket. Just
jean jacket off.
You know, Andrew
Tate
would.
Jean jacket off.
All right.
There you go.
Say the question. I'm not doing
it. All right. So going back to the question.
Don't spit on him this time.
Yeah, don't spit on me this time. I might ask you. Hold this guy back for me, damn.
No, I can't hold him.
All right, so the question is.
Hold my hair.
What is something that you have done in your time that maybe you have thought, you know, about it with time, and you're like, man, I'm such a freaking hypocrite. What is something that you would be able to talk about?
Before you do, this is why he didn't let him into old people's homes anymore. He makes him so depressed. makes him remember, like, what was the worst thing you ever did? Like, dude, you're the worst.
I don't know if you know this, but every time, like, there's, like, a thread on Reddit where nurses say, like, the shit people say right before they die. And a lot of them were, like, last regrets.
Yeah,
like,
there you go.
I have a second family and I never told my wife, and then just dead.
Yeah.
Like just something completely.
I have
what
AIDS
the
and
fuck,
I had,
you know,
I would say something like before I died. I'm like, I'm actually God and I'd die. And there's like, what?
Hey, yo, you hear that? We got to have a recorder on this man's deathbed so we know all his
for
damn
real.
Secrets.
I'm going to say a lot of like,
he's like, I have stored 35 Bitcoins.
He's going to be like, I bury so the hard. Treasure and then just croak just right died. There. I'm like, what a dick.
The real cartel was, and I just like pass out.
I'm actually with the cartel.
Yeah.
It's like,
the true religion is.
The bodies are buried under.
And this guy's gonna go change. Away. Like he's the one that got spit on.
Yeah.
Atlantis is located.
He wet himself.
Yeah.
So okay, things that I've grown and I'm like, that's hypocrite. No.
Oh, well, just something.
I feel like as a kid,
yeah.
I fucked up a lot. That's okay. That's a different story, and
make
I know
sure
I fucked up a lot.
Okay, so it sounds like you've definitely grown from. Your,
but I've
you know,
grown
mistakes.
From it.
Yeah.
Like I know where I was and where I'm at now. I'm like, would I stand by those principles? No. Okay. That's where growth is.
Exactly.
A hypocrite would be like, I continue to do it even though I know it's wrong, and exactly. I tell people it's wrong. That's yep. What I think is a hypocrisy.
No, that's definitely what.
Right. So
is.
It's like, if I was like, say I was like, dude, I'm a smoker.
Yeah.
But I hide it from my significant other, and I blame others for, hey, you should not be smoking. It's bad for you. Blah blah. And I just go and smoke.
Yeah, that's even being a hypocrite.
That's
exactly.
A hypocrite. For
that's
me,
the definition
right?
Of a hypocrite.
I feel exactly. Like that's not tied to growth. Like you were at one point where like I was a smoker. Now I'm not a smoker, and I don't plan to do smoking again. Uh-huh. I'm not changing that stance. Like I learned from my mistakes. It's a life lesson learned, and I'm not doing that anymore. That's where I feel like that's growth. There's still things that I've done. I'm like, you know what? Probably never gonna do that again.
Could you give a specific example of a moment in your life where you remember that being the case? Well, now that you grew
I've
from
grown. Oh man, me and skinny jeans. I grew from there a long time ago. I was like, never again. That was in high school. They used to be cool, right? Skinny jeans. And you know, God, I don't know what I was thinking. I just grew from that. Will I wear them now? No. But obviously, to be fair, all the jeans look like they're skinny jeans now.
I had a belt that had little jewels on it. You know, like when the rocker face.
This dude, I bet you had one of those spinner belts.
He probably did.
What's a spinner belt?
He probably had spinners on.
He's like,
he probably had spinners on his own car.
That does not look like a belt. He was like, like, what is that?
No, that's you fingering yourself. But we're talking about, like, people used to have, like, really big belt buckles to be a weapon at school.
Before we do, can you read the definition of hypocrisy?
Go for it, Jim.
The practices of claiming to have moral standards or belief to which one's own behavior does not conform. Pretense. Right. So if you keep doing it,
That's when it becomes.
And judge others. That's where hypocrisy comes in.
Exactly.
Right? When it people becomes that Planned Parenthood chasing parents who got an abortion, and then when they get on the phone, they're like, oh, well, that'd just be rude if I just go interrupt that call.
Yeah.
What are we doing?
Well, careful, just in case, though, I know that there's some people that might have different opinions on it. I want you to close up your thought before I invite anyone else into it.
First. I'm just making comments at this point.
Oh, okay. Well, let's have. What's your thought?
What glasses? Get rid of them.
What's your time that you've grown?
All right, let him speak. Go ahead.
No, they're terrible.
What's your thought on this process, Rev? If he's still on there, I guess not. Okay. So you're saying that in your time, one of the moments that you grew the most from was like how you dress, how you expressed yourself through your clothes.
Yeah, I used to wear dark clothes, heavy hoods, skinny pants. Terrible time.
Skinny pants aren't that bad. Look on you, though.
They are now.
Nah, boy, you.
They are now.
You feel them nice.
I'm good.
You feel them nice.
I'm done with that. I don't plan to go back anytime soon.
Okay.
What did I miss? I was here the whole time, but what did I miss?
The period of my life where I wore skinny jeans.
You've missed the pictures.
You know what? It's kind of reversed now on
there's
me.
Some
like there used to be a time where I used to. Oh, hypocrisy. I used to talk shit on people that wore skinny jeans, and now they're not really skinny, but I wear fitted jeans. You know.
But that's not skinny. Skinny is like
right, pretty good.
Legs can't breathe. Airtight.
Choke me harder.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean.
The scene things, you know?
When you drop something in skinny jeans, you're like, I don't need it. You just keep walking. You don't want to.
It was like, nice knowing you. Bye.
You're like, car keys? I can make new car keys. Like,
I can walk.
I can do it through the window. I don't need the kick of the house.
If my parents can walk to school in the snow over a mountain, I can walk to school.
And then you remember your parents are from Texas. You're like, yeah, literally. Not,
You're in the same town. You've been living in the same town.
We had a swim to school. I'm like, Mom, well, didn't you grow up in a desert? Shut up. I was like, I can remember things how I
want. Aren't you Montana? What do you mean, dude?
You're right, Mom. I'm sorry. So we were talking about the idea.
And barefoot. Like, bro.
You know, one of my core beliefs.
On broken glass.
Is that everyone is a hypocrite. Every single human being, at one point or another, will discover that they are hypocrites.
He's calling you a hypocrite, by the way.
It's not a bad thing.
I'm just saying. But
everyone. Me.
Well,
everyone.
Both of you guys.
No.
Everyone in this house. Why in do the you world?
He always does this.
You're literally calling everyone a hypocrite.
Well, it is true.
He ain't wrong.
I said
except
hypocrite.
When it comes to Doja Cat and Drake. They're not hypocrites.
Doja Cat is a hypocrite. She got rid of her eyebrows. She doesn't stand for her music.
Now he hates
Drake
her.
Drake is the only person that stands on this planet without being a hypocrite.
Didn't
he have beef with Kanye West and now
bro,
he follows him?
He was in a wheelchair.
Throw it back 21
seconds. He was in a wheelchair. He wasn't standing.
And now he's walking.
Well, he got that's called a miracle. That's not called that. All right, Rev, you're on. Tell us what you think about the idea of hypocrisy and growth.
I can see the pain in your eyes when we open up one. You know you want to drink.
I do, but I'm also trying to be good.
I'm having a hard time hearing him. I don't know.
I can't.
It's up all the way.
We can't hear our friends. Hero. Oh, no. The audio is broken.
Yeah, no. This is up all the way.
It's because someone has a Mac. Ooh. Wah, wah.
Sorry, man. I'm having a heart. I don't know why I can't hear you. Let me see.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Yo, it's like that Verizon commercial. Can you hear me now?
Kind of, yeah.
We can hear you on the loudspeaker.
Yeah, I can't hear you in the headset, but
we won't be able to hear you.
First time I actually went through this app and heard somebody like me talk. It's usually people just preaching to God.
Preach on, brother.
Yeah, God's not in this room, so. Oh, maybe he will be.
Sorry, go ahead.
You're not getting it tonight? No, so the Only Pods is our like just us talking episode. So our podcast is called Preferences and References, but the Preferences and References part is when we do interviews with other people. Like we interview authors, we interview
comedians,
spiritual healers.
Hey, don't make fun of them.
Our Only Pods episodes are just like, you know, just the guys up here just drinking and bullshitting.
Just the boys.
Just the boys.
That's cool.
And you know it's the boys because we can't spell it. We spell it with a Z.
Right,
it's pretty cool. So, Rev, what would be your thought process when it comes to you hearing the word hypocrisy? Do you believe everyone is? Do you believe some people are? Well, what's your thought on that word specifically? Because we know what the textbook definition is, but what's your personal definition?
Oh, I think it's based on it's a crime of opportunity. I think everyone's absolutely a hypocrite, but it depends. Sometimes you have to allegedly.
allegedly is a good way to put it. Have you ever seen a moment in your life where you reflected on your own hypocrisy? Because we were talking about this in a previous episode. We're going to dive into it further in this one. But do you have a moment where you reflected?
I do. There was one time where I was at an amusement park, and this little girl was like, they went to go get on the next boat, and like for the water ride, and they were like, oh no, it's going to be full. And then they came back, and they were like, actually, we have two more seats, and it was her. But her mother, or I'm assuming her mother, wasn't paying attention. And I was with my daughter. I was like, yeah, we can go. Mm-hmm. And like, I went in front of her. And then when we came back, like, you know, obviously they were gone. And then later on, somebody else was like, we were in line for something else. And they were like, hey, there's two more seats. And I was like, oh, we'll take them. And I was a bit of a hypocrite there. Yeah. I don't know you guys that well, so I'm trying to keep it PG-13. I'm not sure what kind of
show you don't have to do that. Trust us. That's, you know, that ship sailed a long time ago.
Okay, okay.
We're in a submarine now.
Probably like 10 minutes ago, too.
I strictly use condoms, and like later that week, I did not use a condom with it.
So. Yeah. So there's moments where people are they lie for their own benefit, or they become a hypocrite in the sense of what they believe in. Like some people can say, let's just throw something out there. I'm a strict Christian, right? And then they'll have flexibility in their belief system all of a sudden because it benefits them or someone they love.
Tapping their foot on the bathroom floor.
Right. Right, and then they'll take my toilet paper and they'll reach over, and I'm like, "What's going on?" And try to smack it out of their hand. And
the only time you get reached over for is,
it happens more than I'd like to admit. That's not the point. So the point is, everyone has that, but there is situations where I hear people debate the idea that I don't think people are essentially hypocrites. I feel like they make bad decisions. I'm like, yeah, but if they do it constantly throughout life, knowing that that's not the best decision, then it's going to benefit them in the long run. That's a hypocrite. We're talking about politics as they just recently happened, and we know that they're both sides are super hypocrites. And then we see Elon Musk, of course. I'm a big supporter, big fan of his, but at the same time, I can't deny that he is a hypocrite.
He's terrible.
Yeah, he is. But I mean, he's doing a lot of good for a lot more good than other people are doing that are hypocrites,
Yeah,
exactly.
I like there was a, if the time runs out, just feel free to come back on. But there was a situation where he recently, obviously he purchased Twitter. He had said that it was going to be a free speech platform.
He purchased Twitter before he fixed the water at Flint, Michigan.
That's not his problem. That's Biden's problem.
He said he wanted to do that.
Well, he committed to that. Biden said he wasn't going to force people to do vaccines, and then all of a sudden started trying to force people.
No,
to
he only forced the government workers because they worked.
Oh,
the
but he wasn't supposed to, but he did. So my point is,
no,
one
he said
person
people
is,
and
one,
government individuals one, are two different
I mean,
things.
Two cards up straight.
Yeah, you know what? Come back on if you want to expand on that idea. But this is what we were talking about, essentially, because you're expecting Elon to fix all the world's problems because he says he wants to.
I'm saying he's sticking his neck out on things that he's not supposed to.
But
and if he's going to say that,
we all do.
He needs
we're all hypocrites that way. We all want to fix things in our society.
Okay, when was the last time you even offered to get us pizza?
Right.
Oh!
Today.
Oh!
Today,
because I called it out on Tuesday. I was like, hey, man, I might not be able to get Jesus. I got this.
This is a simple situation. Who pays for all the monthly like expenses that go into the Calendly, that goes into the Zoom?
I have a credit card. You let me know right now. I'll pay it.
I don't ever say something because I didn't expect that to be the case. I do it because it's something that I want to do, for example.
What I'm saying
is when people call someone out, I'm like, without considering the full picture, that happens all the time.
No, okay. I understand what Elon Musk does.
So,
but my thing is, here's what I don't want people to realize. They're being taken for a ride by this man. He's literally just making content.
I'll let him ride me.
Who doesn't take you off for a ride?
People I trust and care for.
No. In the big scheme of things, who doesn't?
That's why you go through life finding those people that matter to you.
Look, if someone's going to hurt you, I'd rather them hurt me with a smile. Damn. Elon Musk is cool. I like him.
No, he's not cool.
Elon Musk smiles at him when he hurts him.
Well, what's that guy, that YouTuber, that Philip DeFranco? Guy takes people on for rides, but people don't care because they're fans of his.
Explain.
Give me an example.
No, you're talking about how he's...
I thought you were talking about Elon Musk now.
No, you're
Philip DeFranco, he's a guy who makes how much money?
Yeah.
He set up a studio.
He just talks YouTube drama. Worldwide drama.
No, he talks about
kind of like Keemstar. Kind of like
Keemstar.
Yeah.
But no, he's the clean
Keemstar.
So I think Keemstar
is literally the drama.
He's the clean Keemstar.
They're both drama for sure.
But Philip DeFranco actually talks about the news.
Right.
That's why I said worldwide drama.
He includes news and then he still includes drama. And then he gives his opinion. And I'm like, I get it. You're trying to say that I'm trying to give sensitive news coverage without my opinion. And now I'm going to give my opinion.
Exactly.
So you know where the line is.
No, Keemstar gives all his opinions.
And Keemstar is all opinions.
He kind of like stirs
drama.
That's
okay. So.
But by mentioning drama and not wanting to stir drama, you're actually causing drama, which is you're being a hypocrite.
He's just, I'm only reporting this.
I mean,
but why not just report on it and don't mention your personal beliefs?
because that's what makes content out of it.
And that is
but
hypocrisy.
No. You're saying the hypocrisy is that he makes a ton of money. But he's been open about how much money he's made.
You owe me.
He has told people, listen, I'm fortunate enough to be in this position.
It's not wrong that he makes money. What's wrong is that he pretends that I want to help people. I'm like, no, you kind of don't. Because if you did, you'd make it.
He donates. He's actually actively saying, here's the people I donate to.
He donates satellites. He donates services.
Yes, and he expects compensation for that.
So does Philip DeFranco. Do you expect his lights go out? Does he expect no money to come in?
He's already getting paid. And he's like, this is something I don't. He's not making that.
So did Donald Trump. He didn't get paid at all when he was president.
That's not true at all.
He didn't get any paychecks.
That's bullshit.
I mean, not through the White House.
That's bullshit.
Other
methods, no. You know, right? Okay, so.
My point is everyone is a hypocrite.
Let's talk about people who are supposed to be giving their dues, right?
Okay, let's go.
When a president does a dinner, who pays for that? Like, hi, I'm the president. I'm inviting you.
The people.
The pref and ref people to join us in dinner. Who pays for that?
The people.
We've never been invited. No.
The president pays
Wait,
for
who
that?
Got the invitation?
It's their guest. They pay the cost.
And who's the one that uses the salary?
It's almost like a wedding.
No. It's his money out of his pocket. It can't come from a presidential dinner. Like, there's stipends for food for them.
Okay. Then reword it right then. Like, well, sorry, not right, but better. Like, okay. So you mean like personally?
Yes, they are accountable for that. Why do you think that whole basketball team got nothing but Big Macs? Because that motherfucker was paying for them.
God, he went right for it. Yeah, he's right. You're right.
Yeah,
you're right
about he's that. Like, you know what? I could pay this Gucci ass dinner from the chefs that are there. And he said, fuck that. It's my dollar, Big Macs for all these
moments. Bro, but let's be honest, bro. He eats nothing but Big Macs.
You right. Know?
So,
that's but again,
so it's not like nothing fancy,
which is
bro.
Offensive.
Like,
when he said
that own Burger King.
When he said that, oh, it's because I don't trust to be poisoned by the food. It's the same chefs that make food for him every day. All of a sudden,
bro,
it comes
you
out.
Know, you know he has a food taster. You
know? No. And the thing is, he's
his
like.
His wife, what are you trying to say, dude? What did you say?
They taste his food. They're like.
That's messed up.
If but, you die. I won't eat it.
It's probably his son, right?
But
he has a son, right?
Yeah, he has multiples.
Multiples.
Spares.
Past tense.
He did that to be like, I'm going to call this out. But that's all he does. He doesn't want to spend his own money, right? Why do you think he's still living down in Florida?
Because he loves hurricanes.
No, because the Social Security Service, Secret Service has to pay upwards to like, I think it was like $250,000. No. Yeah, $250,000 every month. To live there.
I would have bought all the land next to Joe Rogan.
Well, I mean, if he has Mar-a-Lago, that's where he lives.
Right.
So why would he move somewhere else? Obama lives in, like, it has houses in Martha Vineyard, you know? So like,
but he's bought houses, and he's like, that you can,
he has,
house.
Okay, exactly. He has houses.
Can we talk about Nancy Pelosi's
them live
garden
there,
complex
right?
Now?
He's not charging them to live there.
No. He's not charging them to live there, but they're still going through the taxpayer money. The people, the Secret Service are still being paid.
I get that. I'm not saying that they're not getting protection. I'm saying there's the protection every president has.
Why does George Bush still need protection? Who's after him?
Because I mean,
they're still alive.
I know,
yeah. What do you fucking mean?
I know. I'm joking, dude.
So every president has an amount that's getting spent, right? But our boy Trump says, I'm going to do one solid, charge you guys to live in the rental room. And now that money comes back to him.
That's pretty smart.
All the other presidents are doing that.
I mean, it kind of is. That's pretty smart.
Passive income, bro. All passive income.
God, I got to go for presidency.
So I don't get it, though. No, I don't get it, though. So Secret Service lives with them.
With Trump.
They get Mar-a-Lago.
There's only 8, quote-unquote, 8-hour shifts, though. There's different Secret Service taking different shifts.
Not for George Bush, the same guy.
Right, but they all have to live there.
100% sure they got 24 hours, guys.
It's not like they get a go. It's like in 2-week rotations. So... they're there for 2 weeks, then they leave, and then another rotation comes up for 2 weeks. They have that break in between, but they have to live there. So those rooms are always
they're being
taken.
Rented.
Honestly,
baby.
I'm not going to lie. If I was Secret Service and I was living under Trump, holy shit, getting caviar like every freaking day.
He's not. No, he's charging you for, like, he's like, you want that caviar? Good.
Champagne.
Yeah,
take
yeah.
that caviar.
But we didn't
pay
say it was
$300.
But it's still nice to have that option.
Yeah, there you go.
Because you don't even get that option if you're working for Trump. For,
as
what
the
is
president,
it?
He can choose where to live. And
if I was Secret Service for George Bush and I was like, I want a ham sandwich, he's like, you're not getting that.
Now, same principle, right?
Obama. Let's go with Obama.
Obama. In Martha's
well, he works
Vineyard.
Netflix, so that's
now
fine.
In Martha's Obama. Vineyard, right? Where does his Secret Service live?
They live in a house that they own. It's like,
Netflix
hey, this
office?
Is our house. You live there free.
I mean, I get it. Like, it will be hypocritical. I mean, like, that. Okay.
Obama's not making a business of being protected from the government.
Yeah, he just got hired
he
in
got
Netflix
Obamacare.
By accident. It
no,
was an accident.
Every
still
single
got Obamacare.
Every civil. Okay, so what presidents do for money after they retire, because they can't take any other office. It'll be kind of unfucking fair. Like the whole world will know you at that point. It's like,
oh, yeah.
Well, you can't
yeah.
go.
That's
against...
why you hire them on Netflix, or no one knows.
No.
That's why you hire them.
No documentary.
They're right, hired exactly. as like public speakers and stuff like that.
Yeah, that's why you do a podcast, and so no one messes
right.
with you.
Well,
there you go.
Trump is like, you know what? that's too easy for money. That's a cop out, right? It's not enough if they don't like you, and they really don't like Trump right now. Let's just go with that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean 36% of the vote, 36% popularity. So yeah, they don't.
They don't like. Well, no, especially after the midterms, they really don't like
that
Trump.
True, yeah,
no,
right.
They
that,
really don't
during,
like.
Yeah,
him
during the midterms, it was 36% approval rating for Trump right now.
And because he's so unliked, he's not getting those like, hey, become a speaker. That's why he's doing rallies. That's where the money comes in for him. Every time he sets up an event, a candidate has to be like, yeah, I'm having Trump here. Well, they have to pay Trump to be there.
He charges more than Dave Chappelle. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, no,
Dave
that's Chappelle? Not crazy. That's what
really?
He's doing.
I mean, he's
this
actually
is literally
funny,
his but, business.
Oh, man, he is funny.
He's up there going, I'm the greatest. You paid to see me. And I'm like, damn, that's a pretty smart move.
Yeah, all right.
Just
instead of a t-shirt cannon, he's shooting out orange powder just to blast you.
Cheeto powder?
He's shooting out shirts that say, come to Mar-a-Lago.
You get it, Trump.
You've been licking
Lodium. Here's a handmade Trump for my not real
hey,
hair.
What's cheaper, going to Mar-a-Lago for like a week or going to Disneyland for a week?
Mar-a-Lago, to jump in, is $143 membership.
Oh, so it's cheaper than Disney.
So it is cheaper than Disney's just one ticket is like, what, 120?
Yeah, dude. You get the whole, like, you get that Star Wars suite for $2,000 a night.
But he also does that so that leaders can pay to go see him.
That's a pretty smart move.
That's not smart. You're not protected. You're literally making it more cost-worthy so that you can be a wannabe
so
celebrity.
So the leaders don't have the money, can't go. So he only gets the leaders.
I mean, if you think about it like that way, okay, so I don't have the, I'm taking your word for it, right?
Yeah.
If he really is doing that to the Secret Service, that's really shitty of him, right?
Well,
and so listen here, right? That's really shitty of him. But I mean, if you think about it, it's actually pretty smart also of a businessman, like how you said, with the leaders, the world leaders. The people that can't afford to go visit them are not going to go visit them.
Right.
Although
you know?
It shouldn't be a paid-to-play thing.
But it is.
It is when you're in the UN.
Well,
so.
No, it's because he's making
you gotta pay
that.
Every year.
Understand that this man has been doing this not since he was done being president, since the fucking beginning.
Oh, so there's no problem. He's business as usual.
That's always been my problem. Like, he's literally taking the American people for a ride, and that's what I don't like.
What politician doesn't? Look, Biden doesn't even remember
no,
that he
literally,
said racist stuff.
That's politics
Biden.
101.
Biden
that's
made the crime bill and everything.
No,
and now
that's,
he's like, I'm sorry,
that's
I'm old.
Political
My son's
parties.
On crack.
Two different things, because the party you can disagree with, the individuals that are trying to do some good.
Right.
Like Tulsi Gabbard, and now she's out. Nobody cares about her.
Well, she got a good one.
Hey. I would vote for her president.
Everybody would. And that's why they don't pick her. Because she's good.
Right, no,
just
exactly.
Like Clinton.
Because she's reasonable. You don't want a reasonable person. You want somebody that charges people to talk to them. That's what you want.
Yeah, we would all vote for Clinton, right? Come on, guys, right?
Hey. Man, that guy's really good at...
Nothing wrong Clinton.
Wrong Clinton.
No, that Clinton. I would definitely not bad Clinton. Bad.
Okay, that Clinton. Okay.
We meant the wife, right? Because she's good. I was like, which one did you mention?
Okay, I wasn't drinking for that
like,
one.
She's like super unlikable.
Well, I'm talking about
Bill Clinton. Just because she's like a little bitter and she likes to kill people and smiles whenever they talk about dead people. That's just an easy thing, though. A lot of old people do that. Like, whenever you talk about dead people.
I don't think she was popular to begin with, and I don't know why she thought.
She's never been popular to begin with.
No.
The media and the elites are trying to make her popular.
All right. But
not
Nancy
even
Pelosi,
that.
Nancy Pelosi is the most likable woman. Right,
God.
That's why they try to stab her and assassinate her. Some people are haters.
So okay, remember how we were like, oh wait, yeah, it was just a thought. There was literally an attack there now.
But that was the gay lover of the boyfriend of the husband. That's different.
No,
allegedly.
I don't know.
That was something
allegedly.
That's something that Daddy Musk said out loud, and everyone bought it.
No,
the gay guy said it out loud.
He repeated because that was already stuff going out.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because,
not that there's anything wrong with it.
Let's be honest. When there's a media that's telling you bullshit lies the whole entire time, and then this happens, and you're looking at quote-unquote the evidence, and you're like, who do I trust? Do I trust the media now that's been lying to me this whole entire time?
Twitter,
because
Twitter doesn't lie.
Right, exactly. So like, and he retracted it, right? So he did retract it, right?
But, okay.
So he corrected it by deleting it.
Here's the thing.
Right.
Just because,
just like
a journalist, right? They retract when they post something. They know the first time they post something,
but they
it
also
gets millions
post
of clicks.
A retraction.
But have you seen that the retractions get like after the millions clicks, the retractions only get like 80,000.
I do, but okay. The fact
and
that
then
that
they,
was
and then they posted
done.
Like
the
two
that
or
they did
like
is
two
later.
They're
trying to fix it.
The facts that they did it means okay, you know what, we fucked up. May not get the attention media, but those who are paying attention
yeah, but
see
that,
it.
Yeah,
and
but,
like okay, we get it.
Yeah, what do you but do about versus the million, versus
but, wait,
the million versus.
But
the,
what do you do about repeated offenders of retractions, which means that they're doing it on purpose? If they're doing it and to get the clicks and come back and then I'm
Fox
sorry.
Fox News, literally, they're the
that's
biggest.
True. That's true. They both do it. Fox News does do it a lot though.
No, like that's literally their platform. They're like, all right, they are counting on the fact that you won't catch them.
Right.
So, but who's the fake news then? Is it Fox for always doing these retractions or the people who are making bullshit?
It's both.
It's both.
Yeah.
I don't see that.
Both.
You know that you can't track Nancy Pelosi's stock sales anymore?
You can't anymore?
No.
Wasn't there a website that you could?
There's a delay now.
Oh, shit, for
real? It doesn't show it anymore.
Oh, damn.
And again, I also think that's fucking shady.
Because she's worried about her safety now. About her trades. They could easily use that to hurt her physically.
Oh, no.
So now, whenever she makes millions and hundreds of them.
I think every single politician should not be able to do any trades.
Woo!
Well, yep. You sound like a Republican, buddy. Mm-hmm. I can't.
No,
oh, I can't.
I just think it's unfair.
No, my ears are turning.
It's unfair.
I love how they question Pelosi about that. They're like, shouldn't you think that politicians shouldn't be able to be in the stock market?
Wait, wait,
next question.
Well, you know, I'm somewhat of a capitalist myself.
Wait. Let's go back. Let's retract. Let's go back in time.
Being a capitalist does not mean what? Does not mean you have to take advantage of something that you are paid to do.
That's just being old and
no. It's called
wait. Question for Z.
That's different.
It's called insider trading. It's illegal.
Right. Not when you're a politician.
No, it's still definitely fucking illegal.
But we got a question for Z though.
Only if you get caught, because now you can't catch her because it's going
to
hurt her.
To be like, all right, fuck it, do something. But they're in charge of the rules.
That's true. That's why Trump left with all those documents in his house.
And it pisses me off because. It pisses me off because
we're like 3 terabytes of like secrets.
Nobody's gonna find them here.
He put him in his garage.
He's in your laundry room.
He put him in a safe.
He fucking showed him off to people.
Yeah, I know.
There's reports now saying, "Oh, we saw him show to somebody."
It's like the Saudi kings. They're like, instead of his prized possessions, he's like, look at all these documents I have right here.
You
want to
see a picture of an alien?
That was an AI drawing, by the way.
It's like, you want to see the nuclear weapons that Russia has? I have pictures of all of them.
I've got you, my boo.
No, he had. He had nuclear information for other cities, countries that are outside of our.
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, hey, man. He had nuclear secrets from other countries that are our allies.
Allegedly.
No, it's not alleged at this point. They discovered
like
that it was something.
Were they really?
Yeah, they were. So? It's not our country. He's like, we had some other random country's nuclear secrets there.
But I mean, to his point. All he has to do is like wave his finger and be like, they're unclassified.
That's not how it works.
It does.
No.
It literally is.
No.
It literally
no.
is.
No.
All you have to hear is like somebody be like I unclassify these documents.
I got you there too.
Hey, you did your finger like a magic wand. I saw that.
So
that's cool.
What stops you from
I wrote
just,
my name.
So what's stopping you from saying I declassify this with no one watching and with someone watching?
That's why I told you. It has to be with somebody watching.
Right, okay.
And supposedly he said, supposedly, quote unquote.
Yeah, no. They've subpoenaed him.
Trump is a liar.
No,
camera saw me. All right.
No,
and then I deleted the footage.
My camera saw me. Therefore, security saw me. Therefore, no, the laws so, of proposition. Whatever.
And they were late on their rent.
There
twice.
Is,
bigly.
There is one individual. I forgot what his name was, but he has been
Trump.
No. He's being investigated by the Department of Justice.
Okay.
So he's IRS. Literally
Bannon,
Nancy.
No, what's his name?
Kathy
Pelosi,
Paul.
I can't remember.
I don't remember. Who was it?
Jane?
I'll have to send you the Philip DeFranco show episode.
Oh,
that says
I knew
like,
it!
Yeah!
Circle back!
Yeah, but, so, no, what it is he...
Just like Jane, what the freaking Speaker of the House, circle back to it.
Oh, yeah, show me the Fox article you got that from.
There you go.
But
you
I
don't
can.
Remember.
Oh, it's right here. Look at it.
Get all the
right.
popcorn,
But,
guys.
Again, individual is under arrest right now, and they're like, cooperate with you, and we will give you immunity. So essentially, you have to say what Trump is saying.
Right, exactly.
They didn't do that for Julian Assange.
Quote unquote, cooperate. Okay, I'm just gonna say these things that you think you want me to say.
They're essentially saying you're gonna go on trial and you can't plead the fifth.
That makes
sense. That's how the immunity charge works.
The justice system is not corrupted, so you should obviously believe when they cooperate with the uncorrupted justice system that they're gonna say the truth.
Just like how they.
That
just
makes
like,
sense to me.
Just like how the second. Just like how the whatever
so,
person. Right
I want
said
you to
that,
be realize one thing. Yeah. You're super cynical about the judicial system here.
Yes.
Okay. So if there's ever a time of court and
I
you
have
get
9 speeding tickets,
if you ever get found innocent, all of those mean you're guilty at that point. Then.
Yeah. But I still found guilty.
Because he knows he's guilty.
You were just found innocent.
Absolutely. And I still want to walk away innocent, even if I know that wasn't
But no,
true.
But see, okay, that's where you're a hypocrite, but not me.
O.J. Simpson did not kill anybody. We all know that the glove didn't fit. You saw how he put it on. Like,
bro, I mean, literally.
I
like,
mean, I don't know about
if
that.
There's no, talk, there's if no wanna, cases of the judicial system
if
being
you
want to
talk politics alone, right? Look at the whole Look at the whole Hillary Clinton fiasco,
Epstein
right?
Wasn't, where, like, Epstein where they died by accident.
Right?
Where
they literally
John F. Kennedy's investigation was just
where the prosecutor literally
was
said
done by the FBI.
There was negligence was here by the servers in that pizza place, whatever. It was negligence.
The vaccine information won't come out for 8 years.
He literally said that. So he literally said
pizza
that people
was not
could,
real, but her mailbox was exposed
exactly in the pizza place.
The emails
it was there, bro.
It was not
it
a pizza
was,
place.
No, it,
no. So
then what was it? Then what was it?
Okay, let me explain that.
It was in the closet.
All right, one at a time.
So what happened
Shut
was
up, Einstein.
Well, you can't. The viewers can't hear anything, man. Let them.
They're
let,
not
what?
Viewing. They're listening.
Well,
except
the same
for those
thing,
that are paying
man.
On Patreon. But go ahead.
Oh, true. So the cameras that are pointing at us right
that's
now.
That's right. Exactly.
What happened to that Pizzagate situation was they were getting an IP address that was based to the substation.
Mm-hmm.
The substation just happens to be in that same area, like maybe within. Like from here to the main street.
Okay,
just
now let, okay.
Just, hey, it just happens to be.
Now, okay. Well, I will agree. No, no, I'm happens. Agreeing.
Bro.
I'm agreeing with Void, right? It wasn't a pizza place, but it still wasn't a secure server in the government. It was still somewhere
no,
else.
No.
And like they said that somebody could have probably.
Wait,
no,
wait,
a substation is just a point where it connects to. That wasn't where it's physically located.
But he said that people could have hacked the email. He literally said, bro,
so,
go on, go listen,
whoa,
listen to the hearing.
Whoa.
No, 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 no. You will.
I agree with you that it was insecure.
And they didn't prosecute her. And now the Hill. Now the
do
Clintons.
You know why?
The Clintons paid
do you
for,
know why?
The Clintons
in charge
paid
of
for
everybody?
The Russian,
no, no.
The Russian
do,
dossier.
Do you know why?
What? Why?
Do you know why?
Because she's old.
Why? Because who was in charge of prosecuting at that time?
Obama.
Trump.
Obama.
Nope.
Bro, Trump, this happened under Obama.
No, it happened under Obama, and Trump was the one that was going to have to prosecute her, remember?
And no,
only because
no,
Obama
no, 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 no,
li-
no, 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 no. When
didn't
the, when
he say
the
lock her up in his chance?
Yes,
yeah,
and
did.
That was that's when
he
was
but
running
he
against
do
her.
It, so
and when he ran as pre- he could, he's a he's the
oh,
president.
Oh, no, he could have. He could have. He could have.
You know
I agree
it?
With you. I agree with you.
But do you know why he didn't?
Because people in power love to be hanging around people in power.
But no, do you know why he didn't?
Why?
Because exactly him, his daughter, both his sons, and half of his, like Jared Kushner, also were doing the same shit. They didn't have a secure server. They were using their own personal fucking email.
And that's why I'm telling you, people in power love to hang around people in
no,
power.
No, don't get me wrong.
They know they have to with each
I
other.
Believe exactly. Hillary Clinton needs to be sued, but just as much as every other Trump member.
And that's what they're trying to do.
The thing is, that's one
that's,
to seven right there.
That's the difference,
that's one
though.
To seven.
Bro, that's the difference. That they're literally going after the Trumps, and Hillary's like, hey, look at my new Netflix special. Bro,
I'm gonna watch it on Netflix. That,
but I'm
it's
telling you,
it's pretty good. You should watch it.
And nobody watches.
But
it.
I'm
you
telling
knew about
you.
It more than I do.
You
and I was
watch
like,
it.
The fuck?
But
she
like,
has
I'm
more
telling
pictures
you,
than like serial killers do.
But like, I'm telling
you,
there's a difference between like, and I completely 100% agree with you. Both of them should be facing the wrath
it,
of the law.
Even.
Right, exactly.
Except,
but why
the law,
is it? Why is it that only the Trumps are getting attacked, but not the Clintons?
They
Trump
literally
money,
put her to
power,
a fucking council. They haven't done
and
that to Trump.
And they told her that she did nothing wrong. There was a fake dossier paid for.
What,
the,
wait a minute.
Paid for from the Clintons.
Why are we screaming?
And then, like, and then because I we had to scream,
why,
bro. Come on.
Why would the council
but
that
the
she elected there not want to support? It makes they
so,
it was
so
justice.
The dossier isn't like criminally invective. It's not. It,
they,
it has no
they,
power,
bro. They the
no
media ran with
anything.
Them, bro. The media ran
the
with
media,
it.
Not
well, they,
one.
Well,
person.
Then you're humoring the media. I'm telling you about the
this
information.
This is what I'm telling you.
Morgan
the media
Freeman.
Ran with it. Politicians
I'm
were trying to delegitimize
you,
his presidency because of this
I am
fake
telling
dossier.
You with a calm voice, that I'm that sorry. Information was real.
Yeah, you douche.
The information of the dossier wasn't to say there was proof of a crime. There is. Evidence of a crime.
There but was no evidence.
Proof and evidence
blood,
are two different things.
I there saw blood and a knife. It's just evidence. Just because it was in your hands is no crime.
No, no. So that, we're getting the first
she
part.
She was caught with
no,
it.
No, the first
but there's
part,
no proof that
she
was actually
not caught
doing.
With it. It was like, listen, it was things around me.
But they found out that it was her.
But it wasn't her. Any there, the
they
hard
found
part,
out it was from her campaign. They found
but
it
wasn't
from her
directly.
So she faked everything.
The thing is,
everything.
It wasn't directly her email. That's the problem.
But it found out it was from her.
It was from her campaign, yes, but not from her email.
Wait, because there was war crimes when Obama was in office, it's not from him.
Obama.
It's the people that tried to kill Julian Assange
again
that he sent, but it wasn't his word.
All I'm pointing
he
out
just said,
is
get rid
the,
of the problem.
All I'm pointing out
wait,
is
that
wait,
when the mafia when the mafia says I'm going to get rid
cartel.
Of that problem, when the cartel says I'm going to get rid of that problem, they're not saying kill them. I just wanted him to stop doing bad things for us.
I want to point out one thing out of all of this.
Okay,
she was prosecuted in front of national TV in front of Congress. The Trumps weren't, and they did the exact same shit seven
but
times.
She got away with it.
She didn't get away with it.
She got
she
away.
Lost.
They literally told her there was going to be nothing. There was going to be no charges.
No, they couldn't prosecute her because they're like, we can't directly point it to you doing this.
They did.
Doing it.
Bro, no, no, no. They did. Listen to the hearing. He literally
listen,
said that her actions
I'm,
was neglectful.
I'm getting, neglectful is not with intention. That's the
it
problem.
It is.
No, it's
it
not.
It is. Bro, okay, so when a cop pulls you over
if
and tells you that the reason that you don't know the law, the reason that you don't, the neglect of the law is an excuse. Same thing happens with
so,
the politicians.
So let's go
and
back.
Basically is what happened.
Let's go back to the current politics now with the individual who saw Trump declassify documents.
So
He's technically not at fault because he was not there intentionally to be a witness, right?
But he was there.
But he was there. But that doesn't mean he was intentionally there.
PLTO Association.
But that, but he can't be prosecuted because he had no intent
going?
Of being there.
I'm going to get pizza.
We're going to get food.
Wow.
Wow.
You guys keep discussing, though.
Well, so, and just my concern aside is just I don't like when people take control of others.
Well, you guys got real comment situation. For
Go ahead, keep going. I'm sorry. Want you out of here. What do you mean?
Right, exactly.
Hey, remember,
bro, why'd you put
Biden was himself? Ever put into trial, if he doesn't remember, it's a worthwhile and response.
Okay.
I don't remember. Never happened. I'm good. No crime bill. Nothing.
Give me a good reason to impeach Biden.
Impeach Biden?
A good reason.
Because
he slurs his words. He doesn't know what he's doing. Give he's not actually being the president.
One topic at a time.
Oh.
One topic.
One topic.
All right. His deals with Hunter Biden and the fact that Hunter Biden was with in Ukraine in the major oil people, and then they found links to Biden.
Called Mexicans tacos.
Okay. That's so, one of them right there.
All
right.
So let's stop this.
Hunter Biden's laptop.
Hunter Biden is not a political official.
Okay.
Not a keep political on. Official. His dad is. Okay.
Yep. 10% to the big man, but keep on.
Okay. He was a consultant board member.
Right.
Right? So it's his fucking job to be there. Then they do that all the time. They get someone that's political power adjacent to be like, you're tied to politics. I get it. All of them do it. But that was his only association with the oil.
The fact that he lied to everybody saying that his son isn't doing anything corrupt and he has no dealings with his son's corruption, but yet they found emails, text messages saying give 10% to the big guy and literally everything leading, like finding, hold on, I gotta go pee. Talk to Z.
In the middle of a point.
Yeah, exactly.
So back to that point that we're talking about those emails. Those emails are what we consider, was it circumstantial evidence?
Wait, should we pause and wait for him?
No. Now I'm taking it on you.
Oh, damn.
Circumstantial evidence, because again, there's no guarantee. And even then, if they're agreeing on money, that's not a problem.
I'm probably the wrong person to ask because
I'm just letting you know.
They're all corrupt.
I'm just letting you know that.
What are you going to put in? Who's better?
There was not a direct, I'll give you this if you give me that. So there's nothing illegal there because there wasn't any direct.
They're never going to do that directly.
Trump did. Trump literally said, we will.
Trump is stupid. He's not a politician.
But that's, and again, he still got away with that.
Yeah, because he's doing the same thing other politicians are. But he just did it really badly.
I think all politicians got to get judged for what they do.
It's like lifting weights but not knowing how to lift weights very well. I mean, you're still getting away with it. You're still getting some results, but you're not doing it well. He's getting results by being corrupt like everyone else, but he's just really bad at it, so it sucks.
His results weren't even a result.
Like, how many fans do you think Hillary has compared to Trump? Yeah. Hillary has a lot of fans that would vote for her. But yet, you know who has more fans? Biden. That's a bandwagon. Because not everyone likes Biden, but he's just the best option to their eyes.
So they're,
even though in
they're
reality,
Democratic fans of Democrats yeah. only, but yeah, not individuals.
Yeah, blue no matter who.
That's what Reds do anyways.
Yeah.
I'm more like, all right.
It's better not to be either one, but
I'm critical on the individuals who are saying one thing to another. Always.
That's all of them.
Okay. No, I. Why do you think it takes me so long to do my ballot? I sit there and I'm like, all right, I'm gonna go through your historical record.
You're one of the rare people that actually takes the time to study what their record is, what they've done, and how true they are to their word and to their promises. At the end of the day, they're all not gonna be able to do whatever they promise, but you're gonna pick the best candidate that's most level-headed and reasonable in case of time of war or time of unforeseen situations come up about. Unfortunately, we had two candidates that were both really bad. I just feel like Biden is not in a position where he's going to make logical decisions, but he might be more open to suggestions from his cabinet or other people, right? Trump isn't reasonable. He makes his own decisions. Even if his cabinet says, don't do that, he was like, I'm going to do it anyways. So I guess I can see why people chose that, but it's just, he's just not there.
Here's
you know?
My thing. I'm going to go back to my original theory of we have an
Tulsi
index.
Would have been great, but you know, she's hard to control.
We have an index that measures how valuable you are as a politician.
Mm-hmm.
That ties into how honest you are, your transparency, right? Like where you're making your money from.
Mm-hmm.
If it's lobbies, if it's you just got to have something of that sort of measure, right? And that includes obviously where you began. Because if you're a corporate back end, I would assume you would know finances.
But,
yes,
but wasn't Elizabeth Warren like that? She had corporate backing.
If you're a corporate person, you're probably not as reliable as a small medium business in your hometown, right?
Right.
You can't be coming in from the corporate and being like, I'm one of your guys. Yeah. Who the fuck are you?
You work from Walmart and all of a sudden you're here for workers.
If you're one of our local coffee shop goodies, like, dude, I'm running for office, you vote for me, that's way more reliable in terms of a grassroots, right?
At least where they're coming from. But it doesn't mean that they're good people. They could be more, way more corrupt than that person.
I'm just saying, that could be a point to give you some kind of index point measure, right?
You're getting a basis for it.
Yeah. Once we have an index number, they're going to campaign for their position. And that index number will either show a ratio. If you're at least meeting that one standard, cool, you stay there. But nothing else. Like, you get the 4.0 the 4 years you're there. if you're even if you're two or three times more that measure.
And that's why I think Republicans are all corrupt. That's why we need more blue people in there.
I agree.
We need a middle class. We need a middle political party to kill that divide.
Well, it's going to take the next generation to do that because right now the way it's going, like the problem blue is not salvageable. Neither, I mean, red is
blue,
kind of, but
blue, no. Red is not salvageable at all.
Well,
they
both have really old.
DeSantos 2024. That's all I can say.
So red people are to me are not salvageable. Why? Because they're the people that are attacking more individuals.
Well, the party, not the people.
The party. Okay. I'm not pointing out people. The party. Okay. I literally said Republicans. That's the party as a whole.
Yeah.
They're attacking people individually when it's not something that they did politically. Like, say, for example, there was someone. Okay, there's that kid that got raped. Was trying to get an abortion because they were raped by a family member. They left outside the state to get the abortion. When they came back, they got arrested. So did the parent for taking them out of state because the law prohibited from that. Okay?
Ooh, this is a
very delicate situation.
No, it is. But again, my problem is not what the situation was.
We love
was.
Life unless
the
situation.
That's what I'm saying. The situation afterwards. Okay, it happened and she decided her life. I get that it was illegal in your town, but she's also a kid that had to go through this. There was no exception. And they're saying, well, she's only doing this to get the attention. That's where I think is wrong. You can't be a political person, a political activist, and be like, well, she's only doing this for the views
let me ask a question.
And the attention so that it could stand
let
out.
Let me
as
ask
a bad
sincere
thing.
Question here.
Ask away.
For this child, which this happened to,
oh Lord,
how would you have found out that she had this procedure done if it wasn't for the media attention that she got?
Why?
I'm saying that it's wrong that it happened, that she got the attention and that everyone used it to attack her. But at the same time, she probably, even if it was illegal, like no one, if you smoke weed, no one's going to tell you anything if you're doing it in an illegal place unless you're making videos, you're making it obvious.
No,
exactly.
The reason why it got political.
Like those rappers that talk about the people they killed in
music.
So
the reason it got political is because she got arrested.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
That's what launched things into the stratosphere.
Because what happens when you get arrested?
You get questioned.
You go to court, mm-hmm. right? You pay bail. You go to court. They post a day.
I mean, when you get arrested, it's public. It's public information, anyways.
Right, yeah. But when you get arrested, and you go to jail, and they're like, "All right, we need to have."
But what
court
led to the arrest?
Well, I'm not done there.
Let it finish.
She literally came back into town. They're like, "All right, well, you know that law about hey, your neighbor snitches you out, they get money out of it. Your neighbor snitches them out.
Just like the vaccine
for something that wasn't their business. Sent them to jail. When she got out, what happens is there's political lobbies. That were like, we will pay for your funds. You just got to say, yes, you want our funds, and then we'll take care of it. Again, that's why I don't agree with the bail system either. Having to pay to be let out of jail when being in jail will corrupt your life. Even if you're innocent, that's the worst part. Especially if you're innocent. You're like, hey, I didn't do anything.
So well, if somebody raped somebody, they shouldn't go to prison.
Get a lawyer. That's jail. What they'll tell you.
Jail. Oh, they shouldn't go to jail.
I'm
jail.
Innocent.
Get a lawyer.
You should go to a private prison. Somebody's
well,
making
no.
money from.
What I'm saying is, you did nothing wrong. There's not enough proof to convict you, but they're going to keep you in jail because you can't pay bail. You're innocent, but we still had to hold you, so you still got to pay bail, regardless of what your crime was.
Mm-hmm.
There are already ways to track us through GPS at homes. Like, you cannot leave this. As soon as you leave this, we have an officer at your house.
But that means you have to, if you're going to track through GPS, that means they need to access your phones, which they already do.
No, they are going to put the bracelet on you, dude.
Yeah, but it's so easy to get.
As soon as you lose that.
YouTube.
Bro, I'm not going to say where I work at, but I know people.
That's fine.
I'm just saying,
but
it's
again,
so easy to get over. It's so easy to manipulate that. But I get what you're saying.
I'm not done.
Right.
I'm saying that's the bail problem right now.
Yep.
I'm saying we would need a lot more resources to build the platform where we can actually have a civil service, both police, social workers, every other department we need to make this happen has to be built. And not just put it on the police. I do not believe the police have to be involved at that point. Okay? That point, you can have just an individual be like, we're checking in on you. This is a, you know, service call. If you avoid it, you got 10 minutes to respond or I'm calling an officer. Things like that, right? You have a triage moment there with the political justice system. That's a separate conversation. I'm talking about the bail system, okay? But because they got picked up by a lobbyist, they're like, you know, we will pay you for this. We're a political interest group. We want to help you, and we're going to make this thing big. That's what happened. My problem is, at the beginning, this girl did nothing wrong. All the damage was done and inflicting on her, and she suffered.
Okay.
I'm not done.
Let him finish.
Because that statement is...
She was raped.
Let him finish.
Okay. All right.
She was raped.
That statement, bro.
Not by her choice, right? That's the kind of the whole point of that. She went to go get an abortion. That was her choice.
Do you think there is such a thing as a victimless crime?
Victimless?
Yeah.
She was the full victim this whole time.
Is there such a thing as a victimless crime?
Explain your definition of victimless.
That there's a crime where there's no victim.
Of course, there's a lot of crimes.
No, I don't.
You don't think there is one, right?
Someone has to pay the difference. If you do bank fraud, the business that you...
is affected by it, plus then the end users, and then they have to call for...
Okay. So, hey...
So there's always a victim.
Of course.
Always a victim.
Okay. And if there's always a victim, is there always a situational... is there always a situation that could have been avoided to prevent that? There always is a situation.
Nope, that's not true.
But there's situations that you might not be aware of, limited to your knowledge, your age, or experience. But there's always a way to avoid something.
Okay, I'm going to stop you right there because that's not how the law works.
Unless you're talking about earthquakes and...
But that's not how the law works. The law works is in, like, what was the crime?
I understand.
And the contents of the crime...
the crime should be punished. I completely agree with you. But what I'm saying is, to say someone is 100%... There is nothing that you can do. That's only... I believe...
I'm going to tell you right this.
And this is my mistake, too, maybe, but...
Hey. Fuck you. That person got raped.
I'm not talking about this
person.
I'm
telling you.
I'm saying that when you say that, the statements that you say it in a certain way.
Say my statement then. Say it again. How did I say it wrong? Say my statement and tell me how I said it wrong about this individual we were talking about right now.
Somebody raped another person.
Yes. How is that wrong?
Let's focus on that.
How is that wrong?
Focus on that part.
How is that wrong?
About the fact that he did that, he should be punished for that. Maybe death penalty.
I wasn't even talking about punishment for her. For him or whatever.
I'm not talking about her.
I was talking about... Okay. I wasn't even bringing him up. I'm saying what the crime was. Okay. I'm saying she went to get an abortion, right?
Because nothing she could have done because she was a victim. She was raped.
But that's a separate thing. That's the reason why she's having to do this.
But again, the way you phrase it is...
Yeah. She was a minor. She was 14.
So no 14 has accountability for anything.
Yeah. They're a minor. There's a reason why we define them as minors.
But there's
an adult that takes care of them.
So if a 14-year-old kills somebody, again, this is different, but I'm just saying, like, if a 14-year-old kills somebody...
and I do believe the parent has to be responsible for if the kid's a killer.
Thank you. So there is responsibility that has to be put.
Yeah, from the parent and the child at that point.
Okay, let's go ahead and continue.
What's your fucking point?
We'll get back
Why did you interrupt such an important point?
Because it just seemed like you're missing the idea of... there's still accountability that needs to happen on both sides of it. If we're going to focus on the person that committed the crime, let's focus on them wholly and not bring in the idea of the victim right now. It should be spoken about.
You realize that I was talking about how there's a hypocrisy, that it's in the red state. They're like, oh, it's a bad thing that this happened to her, but fuck it. You're still going to jail for doing the crime. That's where I was going with this.
What the crime would be
the abortion she had.
Okay.
That's where I was trying to get to. And you got rounded around with other things.
Yeah, you're right. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
There was something bad that happened to her. Mm-hmm. She didn't have a solution how to do the bad thing because her fucking state said that, and they took it out on her, and then you're a political pawn because you decided to do the abortion.
But what's
That's
the alternative,
where I'm fucking pissed.
What's the alternative solution?
There wasn't an alternative solution.
She can't have the baby and put him in an
adoption.
The
problem was she could have had the abortion, and no one had to be like, pull her out, put in the limelight, and blame her for being a political pawn. That's where I think is wrong.
Well, but she wanted this solution. It's not
the
best
solution. She didn't want to be called out. She didn't want to be put in the front of something. She was like, I just want to live with my fucking life, not be a national problem for us to talk about in a fucking podcast.
Who put her all over the place?
The fucking Fox News did. Because they're like, you know what? She did this. She did the abortion. That's too bad. She was raped. She did the abortion. That's her fucking problem.
How did they know that she got an abortion?
Because there's the fucking report I saw from Fox News.
Listen to me. How did they know? Did they take pictures?
I literally explained to you there was a political interest party that said, we will bail you out, we will pay for your shit, but we'll take care of it. And as soon as the political interest party gets involved, that's when it gets news. At any instance, any case.
Let me. I know it's frustrating, but please give me a moment here with the patience, because I'm not fully up to date with the entire story.
Okay,
so this is also added.
That's why I'm not commenting, because like
I don't know the whole story.
Okay,
but what I'm saying is. If
anytime,
how do they reach out to her? How do they know that?
I'm telling you
right
now.
All right.
Any political interest group
will
come up to you. You may never fucking know them. I want to pay your bail. I want to get you out. You're going to be one of us. We're going to be your spokesperson. We're going to be your lawyer. That's essentially what they're telling you. We will stand up for you. Why? Because they're advocates for rights. They're advocates for lobbies, companies, corporations. That's all they fucking do.
Okay.
Planned Parenthood? Oh, you got an abortion? We will jump in and defend your ass. We will pay you.
But they'll talk about you though, right?
How did they find her though?
Because as soon they're not announcing it.
Did she post
soon,
it on social media? Did she go to an organization for help?
You're missing what I told you three times. As soon as they make a move, people pick it up.
It's public.
What move?
It's public, fucking news. When? I'm helping you because you went to jail for something. Well, this person is a representative for Planned Parenthood.
I get the emotion you're coming at with it.
No,
I get it.
You're not listening. I'm Planned Parenthood.
I'm asking the questions because I need the information
and I'm telling
to be clear.
You, I'm Planned Parenthood.
Okay. She goes to Planned Parenthood?
No.
Or you've, how did you know this person?
Planned Parenthood came to them.
How do they know she
because
needed?
Getting arrested is public information.
She got arrested for what?
For the abortion.
Before all of this, bro. Before all of this. It never hit the media until she got the abortion and she went to jail. Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah, because she got home.
That's all I needed to know. That's all I was asking.
I told you that to begin with.
I wanted to be clear on it.
You're not listening.
Because in some cases, the person seeking the abortion contacts local news. They contact, say, I can't get this done because of this.
That's not what happened, though.
That's what I wanted to
clarify. But it doesn't fucking matter.
Well, it kind of
No, it
does.
Fucking doesn't. You think a person is so empty that they would go get an abortion just to make a fucking point.
There is
some people.
No, but yes, again, you're assuming the worst already.
I'm not assuming the worst. I want to get clear facts.
Okay, my pull mind up doesn't that go one person that got an abortion to prove a point right now.
Literally, look at any celebrity that said that I got an abortion not too long ago, and it was the best thing that happened in my life.
The TikTok star
abortion.
That had 25 abortions.
Right, exactly.
To call out abortion.
No, but we're saying
you see how that context is fitting.
Okay, just full transparency. I am not saying that this person that you are talking about did this to get any form of limelight. All right?
I get that. But
so
that's not
I'm,
the question
the only,
I asked you
the
right
only
now.
Thing I'm saying right now is that there is a bunch of celebrities out
one,
there.
That's what he said.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of celebrities
I
out there.
I have a story. I can pull up a name and find it for you and be like, here's this person. Can you find me a person that said, I just got an abortion and I got caught just to make a point of abortion laws at my state?
Hold on.
Because that's what you're telling me is happening right now, that
no,
people do this.
They're
going to find some, but they're not going to be
but
blatantly.
But it's not a celebrity. It's nobody that's getting called out and being put in the limelight, because that's what happened to this poor girl on her own. Again, she got helped out because she's like, I don't got money. I'm a 14-year-old. All right, they're going to help me out. They didn't understand the whole consequence of, oh, yeah, if I take your help, I'm going to get put on the limelight. If you knew that, if you knew all your consequences before you make a decision, we'd be safe. The world would be perfect. All
right. So I'm just going to show you right now because I am not going to name these people because
correct.
You know how the
yeah,
people
no,
are.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
Right here. 46 celebrities who had abortions and then spoke out
did
about
say
them.
Say the names
again,
real quick?
No. It says that that's what we're talking about, celebrities, right? We yeah. said celebrities.
No, sure.
It
was not a celebrity.
No. I get you.
But
I'm not comparing. I'm not comparing, bro. All right?
I know.
I told you. Like we said, there is people that have abortions and then gloat about it.
But what I'm telling you is not the case
that happened here.
Listen.
You're narrowing the scope.
No, bro.
Yes, you are.
I am answering the question that
he's
you
actually
said.
Broadening it a little bit.
Yeah, I'm answering the question that you said. Name who are the ones that said that they've had abortions for the limelight.
Nope.
Pretty much for clout.
To call out abortion in their states. Those were the two caveats requirements there.
I'm just saying,
you're
bro,
just getting celebrities who
no,
had an
no,
abortion.
No.
That's one.
But that had abortion and literally posted it, but talking about it,
no,
how it was the best thing that happened.
That's not my question, though.
Not too long ago, there was a certain celebrity. I'm going to show you guys right now who. Hold on.
Again, the question that I asked was,
I'm gonna
name
show
a person.
I'm gonna show you who recently said something about abortions and that why people should have abortions. All right, and why is the best thing to have abortions, right?
Okay.
I'm not saying the names because,
not,
you know.
I know, but let me stop you there with your train of thought. I said people who have abortions and are getting called out for their states having these abortion laws.
Right.
Their states, their circumstances, and they get pulled out unwillingly into the limelight.
And I agree.
All of those people just pulled out are celebrities,
bro,
already.
I get you. And like I said, I'm answering. So, okay, let's relax, right? I get it. This is a very heated argument, and I'm
not
going
it's
against
not heated.
You. No. It is.
You're not listening.
No. I am listening, bro.
Also,
it's
Elon
getting,
Musk just
it's
updated
getting,
his profile
it's getting
picture.
Heated.
What are my requirements for the question?
Bro,
2 days, by the way.
Bro, it's getting heated because there is we're having a conversation, right? And I get your frustration about it, though, right? But I'm only answering the question where you said who is the one that's getting abortions and gloating about it, and that's what I'm saying.
The other exception that I'm like, you need to have this part to be a one-to-one conversation for what we just happened to discuss.
All
what's
right.
the second part that I had to ask about?
Say it again. I didn't hear
see,
that part.
That's what I'm telling
no,
you. You're
I'm,
not listening.
I'm answering. I'm asking because okay.
You answered the first part, great.
Yeah, I'm answering
that,
the first part,
but it's not what I'm looking for.
I'm answering the first part because that's what I heard. All right. If you could tell, I was on my phone looking.
I know, but
so
I repeated it since you were looking at
okay,
the phone. Like,
say it again.
The second part is of someone who is not a celebrity. Mm-hmm. that is in their own state having these abortion laws and getting pulled out into the national limelight.
So I can't really answer that because I don't know. So I'm not going to.
The thing is, I have been looking into that.
All right, and
there isn't anyone that's just there like, oh, I just got it so I can point it out.
And you know, and but okay, so like I said, I'm not, this is why I stayed silent, because I don't know this case that you're talking about, and I have no facts about it. This is why I'm letting you speak.
So here's the other reason why, the only frustration I have with politics, people choose not to listen.
Right.
And we're friends. Right. And I've repeated the question 3-4 times, and it was like, well, I'm only seeing this part. I'm like, it's not that black and white, ladies.
I only answered your part. To be full transparent, I only answered your part about who is the one getting abortions gloating about it.
I get that. And that's because it was only one part of the question.
For transparency, as I was looking it up, I didn't hear what you were saying. I get it. I get you now.
But see, that's where I've been doing since the beginning. And anytime people are like, well, what about this? I'm like, listen, this is what I see. There's more situations to just be black and white, right? Victimless crime over here, trying to say that people don't, their shit don't stink kind of deal. I'm like, no, someone's going to get hurt.
I think everyone's things just stinks. No, I mean, I think everyone's
nasty, though.
Yeah, but everyone. All right, man. I just don't believe that in the universe, even a lion, a dog, a bird, a dragon that doesn't exist, every of those, anything in the world, there is no such thing as, you know, even the chaos of the universe sucks you up into a moment that you can't control, or you could avoid it somehow, or something will happen. But you, once it happens, there's had to be, if I lose my leg today going home, I lost my leg, right? There's not many procedures available to help me repair myself, but I have to live with the consequences of that happening, whether it be an accident that happened to me or something that I caused because I was driving recklessly, or if I was just an accidental drunk, somebody just hit me. There's things that happen in the universe. There's ways to fix it, right? Everyone will find the way that they find is the easiest or the most reasonable to fix the solution or fix the problem, to find a solution. Yeah. But
here's the only problem with what your thought process is. You're already self-imposing a situation where they didn't do it for the fame.
I'm not. Wait a minute. Whoa.
That's every time you interjected there was to be like, well, why? Why were they picked up?
In the situation you were describing, I don't know what's happening, so I'm asking you for details. Now you cleared it up. I haven't brought any of those questions up. I hope you noticed that.
I get that. But at the same time, it's also because I shut you up.
Well, it was,
so
it,
that's
it was
different.
Boom!
You shut me up because I wanted the information to be quiet. I wanted to know what's going on because I don't understand the case. I haven't heard about it. I don't
get that.
I don't put my head that deep in the water.
But
it's not something
that
I have
to do. You were stuck on this problem without listening into the full context.
Right, because the context can be anywhere, so I wanted to understand it. Now you explained it.
And I brought it back four times.
An organization reached out to this person, to this individual, wanted to say that they wanted to help him, but really they wanted to use him as a martyr and as a political toy.
Okay. Nope, we're wrong there.
Both sides.
They helped him out.
And then someone else used that information to then make them add political statements. Another organization that belongs to the right.
I don't know if you know this, but that's how every single, like, oh, there's an incident about this, gets recorded by the media.
But you have
all of it.
Okay, now moving away from the topic of abortion, which again, I think that can be a whole episode on itself because there's so many different...
It's a tough one.
Yeah. But moving away from it, you know, obviously every organization does that. The left does that. If someone gets ibuprofen,
that's why I said political interest group. I didn't say
hydroxychloroquine because they have, you know, an infection because of the COVID infection vaccine, and they don't want to do that. They'd rather get hydroxychloroquine. When an organization finds out that was administered, they'll go to the meeting going, look at this person doing that. That happens on both sides.
The hydrochloroquine, that was not FDA approved.
But it doesn't matter. Why spread it to the world? Because you're trying to make a point out of this person.
It's not FDA approved, but it was from a personal doctor that said, hey, this is what
helped you and your doctor. And if that was...
And the problem with an individual, right?
Okay, see, but now we go into personal choice of like medical treatments. Well, I'm the same as before.
I'm not going into medical treatment. I'm saying with an individual doctor not being co-authored or at least being also tested by other individuals with their own blind tests, that's where the problem is.
I don't care what pharmaceuticals say. If I want to use mints for my throat or my head.
But to automatically be said that this drug does not work and you are this.
I did not say that.
I'm not telling you that.
I'm telling you that this is what they've said, right? Because a certain celebrity said that this is what I took and I was better within 3 days.
I hope you didn't think that's what I was talking about.
I wasn't. I'm saying a certain individual. All right. I'm just saying that, you know, like there's a certain people that say that, like, if an individual takes something that helped them out and then they spread the information, be like, hey guys, guess what? I took this, it helped me out. And now out of nowhere, you're like, hey, you know, guess what? You're fake news and whatever because it helped you out.
I only brought it up because to me, medical procedures, of course, she shouldn't have gone to jail. That shouldn't have happened. And I'm glad that now they're working to fix that. The same, it just had a lot of feelings.
She's still going to jail.
Well, there's going to be. there's going to be ways to solve it on the bright side. With this much attention,
there
there's going to
they literally it's still within the court system.
Right, and the court system can now make a judgment call based on
it's
what
it's probably going to get to the appellate.
Well,
and then after that, to the Superior Court. But anyways,
okay.
The problem is, for me, it's like there's multiple things we have to keep attack and keep attention to, and people who just make an opinion without realizing all that information. Because again, we're talking about our famous celebrity here who had the hydrochloroquine. Cool. But he also needs to state that he was taking everything else under the sun on top of that.
He did.
Yeah.
Not until after he was called out, though.
No, he did you watch the video?
That was in the
I did watch the video.
It was in the first video.
It was
in the first video.
But no, it was the video where he said, this is what's helping me.
Yeah, that's the major ones that was helping him.
Yeah.
But
so,
it wasn't.
So if he said, if he said that, I took this, and this, but at the end, he's like, oh, I found out he took it with water. Bro, like, you know, like he's going to name the major ones that helped him. You know, there could be like the little side ones that like you know he took okay like
but
no
one, he did specify on
what's
them
not
too.
The hydrochloroquine one but what's the one that transmutes blood into your system?
Bro, I have had so many Cayman Jacks, I don't know.
Well, anyways, he also had that at the same time, which was that one was definitely proven to work. It's just super expensive. We couldn't do it at a mass scale. He had that available, and he still said hydrochloroquine was the one that saved
him. But at
him.
The same time, okay,
because it was there
wait,
was
wait. Okay, okay, but okay. even that being said. Of course, I don't like the guy, but
yeah, you do.
I don't like.
Yes,
the guy.
You do.
I
don't
like.
Don't
the guy.
Lie.
No.
He's the
I
one
don't.
The reach over.
No,
literally.
I don't like the guy, but at the same time, you have to consider the fact that that was disingenuous of the media, or organizations that reported on it. If you knew that the reason why that you didn't want people to know about this treatment was because it wasn't enough to produce on a mass scale,
I agree
just
with
say
you.
That. There's
that
not
he
enough
was harassed. I'm not gonna say he was.
So the media has a reputation for doing this. Whether
not only
it be
was he
Twitter,
harassed,
whether it be
they
CNN,
altered,
whether it be
they
Fox,
altered the video, making
but
like
do you know
put
why
a
he was harassed?
They
Philip
put
DeFranco.
A filter on him, no. Making him look yellow.
Do you know why he was harassed?
Because though? He was against. He
what
he,
did Phil DeFranco
he,
say? Wasn't he on the side of like CNN?
He was on an
like
alternative. He was
no,
on an alternative
said,
other
listen,
than the vaccines.
It's messed up to say that this is the only thing you did that made you better. In other words, he's saying this is first place.
His doctor told him,
wait,
bro.
Wait a minute.
Okay, sorry. Go.
First place.
Go.
Like, this is the only reason why I pray to God. But that's like having a favoritism or a blind understanding. Just saying this is what it is, yeah. Right? He had multiple other medicines in him doing the same shit, working for the same goal. And he said this one. And that's where it got political. If he had said, you know what, I have all of these, we could have been like, you know what, he has multiple access.
Okay,
to
bro, okay, so I'm just gonna go ahead and say that Joe Rogan, a Democrat, only saying what he took.
He was
what
a Democrat?
He's a Democrat. Goes to show that you don't listen to him, bro. He's a Democrat.
Yeah, I don't listen to him. But when it comes to something he does or says, I'm going to pay attention to that instance right then
right,
and there.
Right, exactly. He's a Democrat.
Yeah, he is a Democrat.
Bro, he's a Democrat. 100%.
He wanted to vote for
his,
Bernie. He always wanted to be blue. He's always been blue.
He's a Bernie, bro. He said he will never have Trump on his podcast because he 100% disagrees with him. He would never even give him the discourse of having Trump on the podcast. All right? He's a Democrat.
He wanted to be on his podcast, and he said he didn't want
him. He's 100% Democrat. Listen to him talk. He even claims, I'm not telling him,
again,
I'm not
I don't
telling
like
you, but I'm not telling you by me saying that, oh, you know, whatever. From his mouth, he's a Democrat.
You
all
can,
right?
Yeah.
So this Democrat that said, hey, guys, this is what I took, and then out of nowhere, because it went against the narrative that it's no, only the vaccines work. That's why he was attacked, bro.
Yeah.
Let's not try to like add more stuff to it, right? Why was it that he why was it that these big news medias altered the video, putting him out there, making him look more yellow, you know, and stuff like that. And then he had the doctor on, like from CNN or whatever, and he was still the doctor was trying to tell him, like, why don't you take the vaccine? Why don't you take the vaccine? He's just saying, I don't have to because I had COVID already. You know, like it's so bro,
information is such a problem.
It's just the fact that he was
the major thing is
he
again,
was spewing
was,
an alternate
there was money
an alternate
behind
medicine
it.
Exactly
the pharmaceuticals
exactly.
The insurance companies the, so you it, know pharmaceuticals made a lot of money but the insurance companies made more money than the pharmaceuticals
right no because like hydroxychloroquine was like
because it had to be covered
already,
by
like,
pharmacies so no matter for every dose of the vaccine that was 138 you know per person per dose and they needed two. The insurance was getting at least $80 out of that.
Right. And it had your chloroquine was like, what, like $7, $8?
Like $8
dosage.
To make.
Yeah, exactly. You know, but so like, why
it was
so
all
he
money.
Was, yeah, no, exactly, because the government already spent so much money trying to make these vaccines, and now they're trying to make it
but
profitable
that
for the people.
They say that the hydroxychloroquine, even though it's been on the market for over 30 years, yep. is not FDA approved for this treatment. the vaccines hadn't been it was a fast track approved.
Not only that, so they didn't. It's approved even now, for human use, even but, they, but even the media now, called it a horse.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
There's two versions of the hydrochloric, and that's
and the media
why.
Was right. saying okay, it was the horse
hold
version.
Hold on, hold on. Wow. Even the vaccines, if you wanted to state and use them, all that sealed away for 80 years. All right, so you won't even know the full effects of any of that until like we're far gone. There's a lot of cooperative. I'm trying to avoid using collusion, and I'm trying to avoid using the word like conspiracy. But
so
there's a lot of stuff happening in the background.
Let me go back to where I found.
Plus, they said
fault.
That you couldn't get sick anymore, and obviously that's a lie.
I want to go back to where the fault is of this alternative medicine. It's not Joe Rogan's fault. He believes something they told him, right?
Well, his doctor told him. Yep.
Well, no, I'm talking about alternative medicine.
What his doctor gave him to him. Yep. It's not alternative.
It's not gene therapy like the vaccine. Shut
exactly. No, I'm getting to that's where I'm trying to get to. So there are known medical sciences that people have said like, oh, you know what? Vaccines give you autism, right? Because that's the biggest problem with people with the vaccine.
I don't think those people really are against all vaccines. I think they're against this specific vaccine because it works so differently.
So, again, back to the beginning of this COVID, where they were like, okay, this is why. It's bad because it gives you autism.
Well, stupid people were definitely saying
right,
that.
Right, but that's true. That rumor has been around since 2001.
Yeah. I mean, I agree.
Those anti-vaxxers have been around since 2001, and they were a small fraction, very small fraction.
They got swelled up. They took up all these people that
they
were
got
cautious
swelled
of the
up,
new one.
And because of that, alternative medicine got thrown into a mixed bag.
Right, but this
there's
isn't,
so many chiropractors
it's not,
now, dude.
It's not alternative medicine when a doctor
I'm gonna redo
says,
my license.
Looks at what you think you need, and then he prescribes you medicine that is already been used for so
again,
long and this
for
like,
other
I'm
treatments
not, okay,
though for not this
I'm
yeah.
not disagreeing with you there
right but calling it but profits, calling it alternative wait, medicine
there's a reason why
different.
I'm calling it alternative medicine and I'm getting
how is it alternative medicine when it's been the normal
alternative
until,
to the lies
until,
that we're telling you
I'm up until the
point.
Vaccine
it's alternative
I'm
to the lies
to the
we're
point.
Telling you shut up
ow
physical damage.
I'm getting to the point there.
That's harassment.
If you just let me. So alternative medicine is what you qualify something that hasn't been QA'd by another doctor.
Yeah.
It hasn't been through a controlled bias or any of that.
Like Viagra before
FDA
it became
approved
FDA
is more
approved.
Like the government says it's okay to sell. Even if it's not QA'd approved by like other, because there are drugs that have been FDA approved that have been pulled by the market. Because they have been tested afterwards, and like you know what, it's not as
because
as
they don't
true
have to show all the tests that happen in the lab; they can only show favorable ones.
Not
and
before
then they can be
the FDA, and that's where there's a lot of scrutiny. Ooh. But anyways, alternative medicine falls under that realm because it's something like it hasn't been proved. That's why it's alternative
looking
medicine.
Slim fast, dude.
Now, I'm not saying it's wrong. I'm just saying it's not proved yet.
Right, but
ivermectin hasn't been proved at that point. Still hasn't been proved today. It's been used. But it's still not guaranteed
right.
to do anything.
But why is it
stupid.
That I get you.
Stupid ivermectin. But you guys keep trying to get tests approved from us, and we're not letting
bro,
you approve
but
them.
But it's the fact that
pick it up.
This the fact that this guy
pick
said
up.
Pick what up? Nothing. It's the fact that this guy said you know this is what worked for me, and then out of nowhere the media is alternating
again.
his videos
so again,
and like telling
I
that
think
it's
he
a
did
horse
nothing wrong
medicine.
There. I think he did nothing wrong saying his opinion. I don't think he did anything wrong. Scrutinize the media for sure. But that's what the hard part with the media nowadays is you have to listen to everything and find out what the truth is.
Right.
The hard part is kids are not able to do that as easily.
They see headlines.
Immature
headlines
adults
rule.
Can't do that as easily. And they're like, well, this is all I'm going to take from it. I believe in finding out information from every fountain you can and then be like, this is where I make my opinion from this information that I know is true now. Okay. But back to the alternative medicine. It doesn't matter if a doctor prescribed it to you. That still doesn't stand that the medicine hasn't been QA'd and tested.
Right. But if
that's
it works,
makes it.
But wouldn't it be a. Okay, so same thing. I can go with the same thing that the vaccine is an alternative medicine because it hasn't been tested. We are the test dummies. And I'm saying we, quote unquote,
you know,
because
we're talk about
I haven't
butts.
Been vaccinated yet.
We're going to talk about Brazilian butt lifts.
Wait, can I ask a question?
I don't know how we got to this.
Can I ask a question?
Yes. Oh, you know what? Boom.
Raise your hand, okay, if you have been vaccinated.
Bro, raise your hand.
What?
Raise your hand.
You had to do it.
Well, shut up.
So we got two.
We didn't have to.
We got two people in here.
No, we had to.
No, I know a lot of people that didn't.
Well, we had to.
I know a lot of people that didn't. In our
okay, so we got four people.
I count that as a hand raise.
We got four people that
I know,
have been vaccinated. I haven't. I'm okay.
Me neither.
You're
I
dead.
Haven't.
You don't even know it. You're dead.
You're
dead.
Woo!
Hey, no,
sir. COVID.
You're the problem.
Anti-vaxxers.
I'm gonna burn you both. jokingly with jokes.
I'm not against. I'm not a night type Xer. I'm not a night type Xer in any form of way, shape, or form, whatever. Same. My kids have been vaccinated, not through COVID though, right? But my kids have had their vaccines that they're supposed to take. The only reason I haven't been vaccinated
was like putting on shorts without underwear. What's wrong with you?
Since day one, it was politicized.
Not even
since
that.
Day one. No. It is that. Okay, sorry.
No, that's a lot of reason.
He's right.
That's my reason.
Trump created the vaccines and you didn't want to take them. Then the other person forced you to take them. Then you didn't want to.
You're right. But who politicized the vaccines?
Biden.
Trump was president. Obama. And they came out.
Listen.
Obama started that research.
Trump didn't they pay made for that? Project Warp Speed that created the vaccines.
For real.
Kamala and Biden said they will never take the vaccines.
Fake butts.
They will never take those vaccines, right? Look it up. You can hear. No.
I know.
Listen to their words.
I know, but that's after Warp Speed was completed, yes?
Yes, exactly. So Warp Speed was already done. The vaccines have already been out. Right, it's not up until
that, dude.
That's when Biden said.
You know when he was emotional talking about
that's
that.
That's when Biden said that he was never.
Okay,
lower down. That's when Biden said he was never going to take the vaccine. That's when Biden said, you know, that he's not going to mandate anybody to take the vaccines. Right.
What happened
when the political spectrum switched? Where out of nowhere, Kamala
the insurance
and
company
Biden
started calling Joe Biden, going, "Hey, we have a bunch of vaccines.
Kamala
we want to go to waste."
And now Biden are now in office. What happens? Hey, you need to take the vaccine.
I get that.
All right.
But let me stop you right before that.
Wait, all right, go.
Stop. Right before even Warp Speed started, right when it was Easter 2 years ago, he's like,
"Oh, man, what a time."
Yeah, he said, "Ah, this will blow over in 2 months anyways. Everyone stay home," right?
Yeah, okay. He did.
That's our boy Trump right there, yeah?
Yep. Agree.
Even when the vaccine came out, when he was still president, he said, "I will not take this vaccine because," CDC director, Fauci.
Right.
Fauci was like, "This president's saying a lot of wrong stuff." That's all he did. He said the president said a lot of wrong stuff I don't agree with. And he still was doing his job about saying what a director does for the CDC. Say, hey, there's these things you got to do. These protocols. Follow them. The mask became an issue, yeah?
Right.
Wearing a mask became an issue. That's where political lines started
for
medical issues.
Yeah, why would the CDC lie about masks?
That problem with the mask evolved into the vaccines.
Yeah, they didn't. They lost trust in them.
Exactly.
This all stemmed from a mask.
Yep.
That all stemmed from the stay from home. This all stemmed from the the virus.
Okay, so why was it that Kamala and Biden were against the vaccines, but then they got power?
I get they politicized it because
he's talking about where it started.
I'm not telling you that it's one-sided. I'm telling you, I didn't take the vaccine when it got politicized. Since day one, I didn't say left or right.
All I'm trying to point out is where the politicization started.
Right.
That's I'm trying to point out.
Both sides. Yeah, admit it. Both sides.
I never said no. I said
exactly.
Yes.
But then you started attacking me saying that, or hey, not attacking me.
No.
But you started
just
saying
trying
that
to point
it happened
out
under Trump.
It started.
Exactly. And this was already when the elections were already happening, when people already said who is going to be running, right? Biden already had his ticket in. Kamala Harris already had her ticket in. They're the ones that went up there on national media and they said themselves they're not taking the vaccine.
Why? Because they don't want to be like, he's doing us a favor. I get why it was politicized. But give me the reason why the mask was politicized.
Because there was people saying that it worked when there's scientific proof saying that the COVID molecule is smaller than the regular masks that you wear. You have to wear an N95
and it has to be over your nose. Most people put it over the lip.
Yep. It has to be an N95.
It has to be properly used.
Exactly. So everybody's saying that you have to wear a cloth mask that doesn't do bullshit, right?
And
it looks really cool, though.
It did 10%, right? The N95s did 90%, but you could only do it that one time. Afterwards, the deficiency goes down to 50.
Yep.
Everyone forgot about recycling.
These numbers were public knowledge ahead of time because of the CDC, right? That's what Fauci did. He literally provided that information.
Literally, Fauci said that. At first, Fauci said that there was the mask requirements weren't a thing. Then he came out saying that, oh, we only said that because we wanted the doctors to be able to hold onto the N95s first.
To get them first.
Amen. Exactly. Why tell only a specific group but not the whole entirety of the group?
Because that's not how corruption works, buddy.
Well, that's
true.
That's
corruption,
how
you have to tell a little
so worse. There you go. Now you're politicizing one group of people versus the other. Why does only one group of people get the good stuff versus the whole entire rest of the
world. Can you be quiet for a moment? Can you just shut up and not think about the fact that Saudi Arabia is sending emails to Joe Biden about holding back the prices of gas until after the election? Can you shut up? People don't need to know that stuff, all right?
I'm not going
to
argue with you.
Those fake emails that came from his server.
He was doing the greater good method. Again, that's also very classist. I agree. Very classist to hold out information and equipment so that it could better benefit a doctor for the whole of society. Again, he was thinking altruistic. I'm going to do this because I...
All right, now say the same thing about Trump.
But what did Trump do?
He downplayed the virus because he thought it was flu-like, and but he didn't. No, no, no.
But
listen,
he's never come out to say
no,
that.
No, he
he's
did.
Big Mac, so he's not. He's
never came out
bro,
to say that.
Bro, he
though.
Did.
He's never
he
come
did.
Out to say that.
Bro,
if he had said
no.
that, I would have never brought this up.
Bro, he Whoa. Literally he oh, it he came out that. Saying that. Like,
bring it up then.
He
said that he was trying to downplay it so that we can have first responders with these tools.
He downplayed it because he didn't want the American people to panic.
He did say that.
All right, that's before or after Fauci, because at that point someone's
that
taking credit.
That was after, bro. That was after. That same thing with Fauci. That was after they found out that the masks were useless. And he said, "Oh, wear this little thin ass piece of shit mask, right?" And
like, oh, right? For real, dude.
Right, exactly. So why can Fauci do it, but Trump can't do it? Answer me that.
I have a reason why. Because ever since the beginning of Trump's presidency, it's nothing but just the hypocrisies and lies.
And this, me knowing him personally.
No.
Beginning.
I'm not. No.
Beginning.
No.
And
bro,
hanging out with him personally,
shut up,
I know him
up,
very
bro.
Well.
Bro,
let me
I
tell
love
you what he would say.
I love you, but I'm not accepting that answer. Why is it okay for Fauci to do it, but not Trump to do it?
But let me stop you. Fauci was not a 4-year term, is he?
He's been since the HIV epidemic, since AIDS epidemic.
Right. So he's been there since the beginning. So he has reputation in doing the job.
Yeah, the bullshit job, bro. Did you not see how the AIDS people were against Fauci? They were against him because Fauci was
those
out there.
Those are only
there.
The ones that are Fauci, still alive.
Fauci
the
was
that
out
died
there
don't
saying
have
that
against
you
them.
Don't touch a person with AIDS because you're going to transmit it. You're going to get it. This is all public information,
this is,
bro.
This is stupid. This
right.
is stupid. Let the me, only people that hated him were the ones that are alive and got treatment
so I'm
from
just
him.
Telling
those
you,
are the only
right?
ones that hate him.
I'm
Stop.
Just telling you.
People
why,
love him
and,
for the most
and
part.
Bro, I love you so much, right?
I know.
But why is it that you're defending
listen,
Trump,
what a hater,
defending Fauci, but not Trump?
He's Italian.
I'm
you
not
hate
defending
Italians?
Fauci.
You are,
no,
though.
I'm saying in that instance that he was doing something, if we're going to go to credibility of who they were beforehand, because that's my fault, I brought that in.
No, I'm talking about COVID. Just COVID.
You're talking about AIDS right now.
No, I'm telling you about what because
you were bringing in his reputation.
Yeah,
okay.
And you said about reputation, but then I went.
I
back
was talking
to AIDS.
About Trump's presidency during COVID, which was valid because it's during COVID.
Boys,
right?
Please.
Between
Brazilian
the two,
butt lifts. We
who
have
was
a few
more
minutes.
Professional to do the job?
Fauci.
Okay, he consistently kept that manner. Even if information changed, he would be discreet. He was
right. He was still
he
lying
was
to
the doing
people. Yep,
the weekly,
lying to the people.
He's.
Bro, he
I'm
was
not,
lying to the people.
Okay.
Say it, bro.
It's
he
not
was.
Lying if you
How is it not lying
oh,
when he
when the
knew
left punks you though.
When yeah, how listen, is it not lying no, when he knew that wow. the mask that
I
he was
explained.
Recommending? Bro, since the beginning he said masks were useless. Yep. Fauci has been the most flip-flopper out of anything. He said
more
the
than
masks
a fish?
Were
I'm telling you, when there's information that comes out and you change and you learn and you act on that information, new information.
And then the new information shows that the masks never work, but yet you're still out there, even during the Biden presidency saying that masks, you still need to mask up when everybody knows the masks don't work, right?
Oh, because you're whispering into the mic. Okay, gotcha.
All right. So, anyways,
okay, let's okay. What? I get it. We're in a time crunch. You know, let's just say our pieces. Our pieces.
What yeah. does BBL mean to you?
You go ahead.
Get some closure. Oh,
have
some closure,
let's,
guys.
Let's,
come
let's
on.
Swap it out. You say my piece, and I say yours.
All right. My piece is.
Basic no, no. Cake. You're saying my piece, and I'm saying yours.
All right. You're,
so that we can see what we understand from each other.
You say the correct piece. You say the wrong piece.
No, bro. No. He's gonna say mine.
That's right.
From what I explained
that's
to him today.
You say, he says
no,
the
there's
piece.
No there's no wrong. He's going to say what I said.
I am,
and I'm going to say what you said.
I am technically
if,
five, six cans in, bro.
If
I'm
anyone
loaded.
There has lost right. family members,
no. So let me,
COVID
let me
vaccine,
so,
I'm so
what
sorry.
What my boy Demonic has said, Fauci is at fault for not being consistent, for giving out wrong information.
For being Italian and old.
For,
his name
for,
is Fucci, okay?
And being a flopper, whatever that term means.
For going against the public interest. That's what I'm hearing.
Yeah.
And,
the and
because of his actions caused irreparable harm to individuals.
Bro, he got all of his news from a meme. I hope you know that.
So no,
right.
but
this whole argument.
Yeah, I'm literally just repeating what he said.
Was from two
I'm
Facebook
explaining
memes.
What he told all right. me. Yeah. All right. Right? His actions caused problems that were both making him incredible. Like, in credible, like not believable.
Damn, dude.
Untrustworthy.
That beer hit hard, dude. For
real. And as a Mojito, valid leader. Even. That's where that's where we went.
That beer.
That's where we went. My point is to say Trump used this opportunity to politicize the problem because he had an issue with Fauci. Not COVID itself.
He's the one that put him in power. But go
Wait
ahead.
Wait a minute. He's talking about your point. Shut up.
Sorry.
I'm talking about mine.
Okay. Oh, now he's talking about his point.
The split is here. My point was to say Trump took issue with Fauci and is like, I'm going to make this a problem political. And that's where a lot of the distrust started. And that's where an alternative.
He ruined Fauci's reputation the way Elon Musk ruined Kathy Griffin.
And Twitter.
Well, Kathy Griffin. Twitter is not that bad. $8.
And Solar City.
Solar City was
And the bad. Underground City in Nevada.
They had Underground City? What the hell are you doing, dude?
I don't know. I'm drunk. Shut up.
Put this
Oh,
back.
Now do it? He said that he's...
Isn't that his?
Yeah. I'm scared. I'm doing
you're
something.
Good. You're good.
Okay, it's all green again.
We got 3 minutes.
Okay, yeah, you good.
Let's cut it.
BBLs, though. Next episode, we're going to talk about BBLs. I'm sad
and
about
just
it.
Like that,
and just like that.
Just
like that, guys.
Another episode of Preferences and References. Guys, thank you for listening to this
Big
weird-ass
booty lifts,
episode.
Brazilian butt lifts.
Boys. Thank you so much for everyone to listen. Have a great night.
Do you like your
night.
Men with butt lifts or without?
I love
and
you, boys.
See you guys next episode.
You ruined it.
See you guys next time.
Woo. Take care, guys.
Peace, homies. See you on the next one.
Bye-bye.
Pay for our Patreon. You'll see the link later on.
OnlyFans.
The cucumbers.
Void Heart. Demonic. Coming soon.